Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Helios Bibles Hour. I'm your host, Dry Bones, and we're going to lay it down, as we always do, nice and easy. But it's going to get hot up in here today. Welcome, welcome. It's been a minute. We had a takeoff last week, but you know, we learn a lot on our excursions, and I'll tell you, it is crazy in the 10 regions. Oh, my goodness. We get calls from everybody across the 10 regions, and guess what? It's good to see that people are fighting back, not being a goat, not being a sheep, a sheeple. We thank you all who has been, as always, connecting to the Dry Bones Connection. And again, I am your host, Dry Bones. Let me just, before I even get started. Last night, we had Yaffa Bay on last night. Antoinette had on Yaffa Bay. If you go back and listen to that program, Yaffa been listening to this program for sure. We sound like we twin sisters and brothers. I said, my goodness, she mentioned about the Republic. She talked about politics. And I think you need to listen to that program. She was dropping some jewels and putting it where it needed to be, where the facts matters. And that's what she did. She laid it down. That was last night. If y'all didn't get a chance to hear that podcast, Yaffa Bay. You know, Yaffa don't do many interviews. So we privileged to have her on there. Thank you, Antoinette, for doing your thing. That's right. And on Wednesday nights, Brother Eddie, Number Man, and many others, Wesley, everybody, you name it. Kwame, everybody on the block, Derek B, y'all come on down. We're going to connect this morning. We're going to get it in there. This is the issue at hand. Money is a defense in the time of COVID. Now, some of you are Bible people. Y'all going to church and all that stuff today and doing your thing. Virtual churches now. Everything going to be virtual, including school. So just get ready. We said this a long time ago. Shout out to my homeboys, my man, Chi-Town. Big Sean, good to see you this weekend, man. Appreciate you coming down and at least calling on the brother, and we got to hang out a little bit. All about who down here in MIA, all the people who've been coming down. Hey, love y'all for sure. Keep on coming. Ain't nobody falling out like they try to portray on the news and all these other regions. Like, oh, we just falling out from the Delta variant. You know, and now it ain't the Delta variant. We told you. We put it out there with facts. If you don't look it up, hey, ain't my fault. They already got it. They went to, they don't skip beta. They went to Lambra. What's that with an M? Lambra. I said, man, they coming out the off the walls with this. They don't skip gamma. This came out a new one. I said, ain't this something? And so, again, everything is outrageous. We're going to talk about some Afghanistan. Man, we're going to ask why. Lucky I work with some good Turkish people. And they let us see their news. And let me just say this, everybody. The president leaves with two trucks of money. Just left the country, can't be found. Come to find out, he part of a banking scheme that was part of the United States, and they was going to indict him. And then they dropped the case once this so-called takeover by the Taliban. And then the president of Turkey, he takes all the gold out of these two banks. Y'all better go look it up. We will be talking about today as well. We're going to also be talking about the money. Inflation is on the rise. Gas, people should laugh at me. I have to have fun. I say, damn, there ain't no gas going to be. Everybody who know me, from Spanish to black to whatever you want to call yourself. Like I said, y'all say you ain't black, you know, whoever you are. Whoever you are out there, melanation, but you go by country. So we're going to say the Americans, those of you in America, better take a good look at your income and where it's going to come from in the next 5 years. I ain't even going to 10. Five. I'm sticking with 5 years. You will no longer be living the way you're living now. You ain't living the way you was 2 years ago. So guaranteed. On the Helios, you won't be living the same way in the next 5 years. And the only way you will protect yourself is with money is a defense in the time of trouble. Now, this is a biblical scripture. There's so many about money in the alien Bible. Made, designed to worship the aliens. If you don't know who God is, you soon shall find out. That's why the Elon Musk, we'll talk about today. Elon Musk got a robot now already out, the ready to do domestic work. They talking about universal income for everybody. How is that? How is that? Universal income for everybody. That means don't go to work. So they must got a machine or a robot army already prepared. And what better way to make it happen? Think about it. What better way? To get everybody to comply is to put something in your ass. Something that will make you comply. Of course, cordially comply. Well, these experiments have been going on since the year I was born. And that's 62. I went just to 62. I said, you know, well, why go far? Why go into the ancient shit? They don't even know what the Egyptians look like, half of them. They don't even really care what they look like, most people. Even though they worship parts of a grand scheme religion worldwide. Worship on all continents, own languages, and tongues. Sound like your Bible story, don't it? But see, in 62, while y'all jumping around talking about civil rights and shit, they already had the playbook in hand. It was already in hand. It was already going on. Now, how do you expect to finance anything without a banker or a bank? Even if you finance it, still coming out of money. See, money is a defense in the time of COVID. See, just like it was in the time of your ancient Bibles or Helios, Biblios, it's already been laid out for you. We're going to give it to you clear. You will or make a choice. The choice is going to be yours. You're going to stand the halls of Mayat, and you're going to look down the chamber of Anubis, and you're going to see your heart on a scale, and it's going to have a vaccine next to it on the other side. And as little as that vaccine vial is, and big as your heart is, you're going to make a choice. Oh, yeah, evil is in this place. Guess what? You are about to get into what we call the dry bone hour. Many of you will take calls across the 10 regions. Of course, keep your phones on mute. We'll bring you in. Any activity outside of sounding like you trying to just say, excuse me, will have us to cut it off. We're not going to play. We ain't got time to play today. All you cannot fix your own region at this point in time, so you really best to pay attention to this one, because they're going to get you through your checks. They're going to get you through trying to make you believe you can't make it. This is when you're going to show if you're really tough or not. All this shit y'all been talking for all these years going to come to fruition now. Just watch this. Just listen to this program. I guarantee you the whole stage is made up. It's called the Hoyer Mandarinum. It suggests that the Sabbateans were complicit in the planning of the extermination of their fellow Jews. Listen carefully. The purpose was to trauma, brainwash Jews to believe they needed a homeland and of their own. When thanks to the Rothschild family, they dominated every country they inhabited. In 1962, Christopher Story was the only groom working at a Jewish bank, S. Jaffet. Now, y'all better listen carefully with this. S. Jaffet and Company. In 2007, he wrote a book called The New Underworld Order. Not the New World Order. It's the New Underworld Order. The movie y'all been watching for all that, The Underworld. The story writes that many of the Nazis who planned and implemented the Holocaust were, in fact, Jews. Now, this ain't me saying this. See, we deal with the facts. We're going to find out if this is even real. And by the time this program is over, you're going to judge your own mind and say, damn, is it real or is it Memorex? You're going to find out today. Now, let's go back to where we at now. Now, in this story, most stories are the Nazis chasing for grand what? Merchandise of ancient artifacts. Now, Afghanistan, I'm going to be going back and forth because this is going to be hitting your heart. See, Afghanistan is part of the Treaty of Tripoli and of Morocco and of all the African nations, because Constantinople and all those nations that came before the Council of Nicaea was in Turkey. So you think Afghan people ain't a part of what's going to take place here? They just let a plane load into the country. They come into every region right before 9/11. Oh, we about to get, see, now you say, what that mean? What they got? Because 9/11 and all these things are grand Anglo-Saxon holidays. Oh, yeah. Now, let's go back to where we're going, because the Anglo-Saxon, Germany, Jew, Afghanistan, what's them other countries over there? Pakistan. Ain't they the Khazarians? That's where the Khazarian Empire is at. Look how close they are to China. Look how close they are to Russia. Ooh, it's going to be fun today. Now, let's get back to this. It says that they sided with the Luciferian German Nazis to exterminate millions of their own race in what amounts to be an inter-Jewish civil war. Sounds like the Bible, where the tribes went to war with each other. With ethnic cleansing operations. Now, this came out of a book called The New Underworld Order. 1962. All this came about. We king running around. We wonder who financing all this. We're going to get to the nitty-gritty on this today. So get ready. Sit back. Open your mind so your ass will be following this day. Now, let's go back to where we at with this. Now, because the two often clash, these two cults, implicitly developments may occur when the vertical world, which defy rational explanation. See, the vertical world, which defies rational explanation. See, that's why it's so hard to get y'all to listen to this type of stuff. Family members and so forth, friends, co-workers, whatever you're dealing with, wives, husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends, children. Because the rationale is gone. It was made to be gone. It was made to leave. To make you be in a fantasy world of make-believe. And you say, well, that can't be done. Oh, yes, it can. Oh, yes, it can. Because right now, these countries, now listen carefully to this, and we're going to get the show getting ready to get hot. Everybody in power right now is of the cabal of the groom. They got their own magical names that they use, each nation. The Afghani people, they got their own names for what they consider infidels. Now, these countries are coming together from the beginning of the war of Hitler. All this is a Hitler thing, which lead up to the Bushes. See, remember, you heard them say the Bush family brought them in. Yes, the Bush family was connected to the Nazis. You don't know that by now, oh well. Prescott Bush, I'm going to make it simple. Standard Oil, boom, weaponry, boom, contracts with the Germans, contract to bring their asses over here when the war was over to escape. Now, here where it gets deep. It's obviously contemporary examples with the Bush administration. Fixation first with Afghanistan. Ain't that something? Fixation on Afghanistan. Now, what fixation do they have besides the major heroin in the world, the best in the world, they say, and of course rare earth metals, which is called lithium. They got the lithium. Remember the Star Trek lithium crystals? Man, this gets deep, man. Oh my God, galactic war like a mother. They on Earth taking the crystals and everything. Now here we gonna go. They also said, following 9/11 and its subsequently fixation on dealing with Iraq, in fact, detailed plans addressed Afghanistan were discussed between Russia officials and their American counterparts at a meeting held in Washington on August the 1st, 2000, while President Clinton remained in office. As for Iraq, President George W. Bush campaigned in part on the promise to take him out. We're going to take him out. And within hours of the inauguration, swastikas above the capital of Austria. Now, Austria, the castle in 1907, founded by Ordo Novus Templi, the Order of the New Temple. You better look this up, because you think this is a joke, you're going to find out it's not. Now, this order is so unbelievable. I got to give them credit. You got to give them credit for how they was able to pull this off. Really, you really do. Complicity, because Afghanistan is part of the key to this. See, what they doing? What they doing over there? They got the women back in burqa. Just like you got your burqa back on. It's called the mask. See how they did it? They, as soon as it got back, you went right back to what we played pictures of you wearing a burqa. Part of the same plan. Going to be global. Listen carefully. Now, we are going to bring all you on the line because, see, the healthcare industry is part of this plan. It says they, this is carefully, which specialize in the merging of Luciferian occultism with violent anti-Semitism. This is what this cult is able to do. According, now listen to these names and then we're going to get hot. According to Austrian psychologist Wilhelm Diem, Luntz was the father of National Socialism. Y'all better look who this, what I'm talking about. It says Luntz was the father of National Socialism. Now, you got to know what National Socialism is. You're hearing it every day. You are hearing the thoughts of an Austrian occult order that came over here. Now, listen to what it says. The two Karls, two dualities of this socialism. I'm going to give you the names of them. You look it up for yourself. Professor Karl Ritter of Frankfurt University. And the other Karl, of course, being Karl Marx, who was briefed to elaborate dictatorial antithesis to fascism, communism, first tried out in Paris, France. That's why the, everybody want to go back to the peace, French peace accord. This is why. To bring in the new underworld order. Are we ready? Because we about to start this program. And we told you, it was called Freedom to Fascism. Fasci symbols are already in the Capitol. Everything is there. It's an encircle wrapped around with a cord, with a bunch of wraps, with a cylinder looking look. Sits on both sides of the House and Speaker. And it represents fascism. Fascism is on your dime. On your dime. Sure is. The two wars I just told you on each side, you in it. You either going to be a casualty, or you going to be a major player, or you going to be a sheep led to the slaughter. Which one is it? Because this is what happens to people who try to tell you the truth. We named the big names, and we're going to bring it to modern terms. We said the Nazis, the underworld, extermination, all been mentioned. We did the same thing in the movie Three the Hard Way, a Nazi group with exterminational powers. They showed you this cult in mainly every movie. You think it's the KKK. No, it's not. The KKK is a small, outer fringe group that could create the illusion of power. That's why they try to tell you white supremacy was the most dangerous thing in the world. Yeah, which one? The one they're going to have you attack or the one who's telling you to attack? Which one is the worst one? Y'all gonna say both. Wrong answer, because they just told you they'll kill their own. George Soros gave you the answers. George Soros said he came from the war, and he's Jewish, and he joined the Nazis, told you on 60 Minutes. All from a book called The Underworld Order. We've been calling it The New World Order. Uh-uh. Wrong one. That order is not the one to be afraid of. When I say afraid, I mean afraid to talk about this one, because this one is real. This is how real it is. This man, profound individual, told you exactly what the plan was. And the plan was to give you a microchip to make you be accountable to the what bankers? Name the bankers in your mind, and you will see soon you shall find.
You got 30% of the vote. You were having an effect. You made mad as hell. They knew that you'd started the Constitution Party.
Yeah.
They knew that you were somebody who was taking action and getting things done. You'd already made some big films, had a lot of other successes.
Right.
So they were trying to recruit you. And didn't it come down to the point of, hey, we are here to recruit you, and don't worry, your chip's going to say, don't mess with us. You know, this guy's don't touch.
Yeah, yes, that did happen. Now, I was definitely being recruited. But it's more subtle than that.
Well, in your words, just go through the process, and then what do you say?
Well, what it is remember, we were friends, and he used to come to my house a lot. We'd have dinner, we'd talk, and he'd tell me about business investments, how you get involved in, you know, or they would help me with this business investment or that business investment. And was I interested in joining the Council on Foreign Relations? You know, I would have to get a letter to join them, but was I interested in that? And, you know, just stuff, you know, leading you on. And I used to say to him that I never really did that because that wasn't where I was coming from. You know, as much as I like you, Nick, you know, your ways and my ways, we're on the opposite side of the fence. You know, I don't believe in enslaving people, you know, and...
And he would come back with, oh, I do? Or?
Well, it would be more like, you
it's
know...
It's better for them.
It's more like, you know, how do I put it? It was like, what do you care about them? What do you care about those people? What difference does it make to you? Take care of your own life. Do the best you can for you and your family. What do the rest of the people mean to you? They don't mean anything to you. They're just serfs. They're just people. You know, it was just a lack of caring, you know, and that's just not who I was. It was just sort of like cold, you know. And I used to say to him, what's the point of all this? You have all the money in the world you need. You have all the power you need. What's the point? You know, what's the end goal? And he said the end goal is to get everybody chipped, to control the whole society.
To get everybody chipped, that came from a Rothschild friend of Alan Russell, the creator of many films, according to Trading Places with Eddie Murphy, most famous, and the last movie he made, Freedom of Fascism, said the goal was to get us chipped. Now, they can't do it the way, because they know everybody's used to being seen in movies where they put a chip in you, so that would have been more resistance then. Think about how this works. So the chipping process never left their mind at all. It was how to get them to be chipped with the least resistance. That was the key. The least resistance. And to do that, it took time to dumb America down. It took time. And it is at a point of a very scary process if we remain this way in the dumbing down of this. Now, I'm going to show you how this is going to work. We're going to put one more clip on, a two-minute clip. And then I'm bringing calls in. You just heard Alan Russell say the goal is to what? Get you to be docile and so they can take your money. No way in hell can they not know all your transactions if your body is a human chip. You a microchip. We a microchip. That's what this is about. How can they make you a microchip? And the last one, 2 minutes only, and I'm bringing all callers in. If to do this, you must worship something. You must worship something, and the people are doing it subliminally. Yahweh said, say the words enough time. They know the same spells. You don't think they know? If we know, they know. And they got better equipment to do it because they using the technology of the gods of telepathy. That's how I'm getting to you, telepathy. You hear me, you don't see me. And this is what they've done. And the key word, everybody, is science. We must respect the science. And this is the reason why. And we will open up the crypts of the truth.
Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World and brother of Julian Huxley, gave a speech at Berkeley in 1962, shortly before his death. He admitted that his best-selling book, Brave New World, written in 1932, was based not on fiction, but on what the elite were actually planning to implement.
And here I would like briefly to compare the parable of Brave New World with another parable which was put forth more recently in George Orwell's book 1984. I'm inclined to think that the scientific dictatorships of the future, and I think there are going to be scientific dictatorships in many parts of the world, will be probably a good deal nearer to the Brave New World pattern than to the 1984 pattern. They will be a good deal nearer, not because of any humanitarian qualms in the scientific dictators, but simply because the Brave New World pattern is probably a good deal more efficient than the other. That if you can get people to consent to the state of affairs in which they are living, the state of servitude, the state of being, well, it seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and presumably always will exist, to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy. And these methods, I think, are a real refinement on the older methods of terror, because they combine methods of terror with methods of acceptance. But then there are various other methods which one can think of. There is, for example, the pharmacological method. This was one of the things I talked about in Brave New World. The result would be that, you can imagine a euphoric which would make people thoroughly happy even in the most abominable circumstances. I mean, these things are possible.
Now, you can live, 62, I'm being born. I've got a book coming out called The New Underworld Order, not The New World Order. Then we got Julian Huxley in Berkeley, the school which is radical. Everybody knows it. Angela Davis, everybody comes out. They got that. It's a creational school for civil unrest, obviously, even to this day. Said we would love our servitude. Now, if that ain't the promised land of slavery, I don't know what to say. Let's take calls across the 10 regions. 6661, I got 3364. We about to bust this thing wide open. Let's do it.
Hey, brother, what's going on, my brother? Happy Sunday. Oh,
yes,
man,
yes.
We're in trying times, man. And what a horrible thing for this cabal to just create and basically sabotage this here free nation that we have. Because, you know, as you always say, you know, we're the richest slaves on this side of the planet, and the last Mohicans with all the ability to protect ourselves. And it seems like there's a current mission to sabotage and just take down the last throngs of this world. you know, the harbor exit, of our soldiers in or their soldiers in Afghanistan, where all the high quality heroin and all the minerals that can support electric cars that we hope to be, that they say we should be in by 2025, when they get through taking out the rest of the people with all these the chip. And so actually it's a ability to take down. And my main thing is the isms, you know, the isms. And
that's
there's
right.
An ism in every thought. It's a thought. It's a protraction. It's a protracted thought.
Now, what you think about the all this happened in 62, 1962? I mean, the whole from the scientific dictatorship to now makes me think this plan is very successful.
Well, 62 was just with us. But like you said, you probably could go back even further to the
don't go back.
I know. Where they made those so-called Khazarians feel that they need their own land, and they placed them into
Palestine.
You know what I mean? So we can go back to there.
Now that's a good thing, because if you notice, I got 8554. 0925-3364, heavy breather. That must be West. We'll bring you in a few minutes. go ahead, 8554, you on the air.
Hey, it's interesting. Let's quick jump to some numbers quick. Brave New World comes up to 9. Money comes up to 11. New Underworld Order comes up to 6. By the way, if you go look up that book on Amazon, that book is over $600 now. Jew comes up to 13. Can't make this shit up, bro.
No,
Jew comes up to 13. Afghanistan also comes up to 6. Now, what's interesting, you mentioned the year 1962. Who was president in 1962?
Ain't it Kennedy?
John F. Kennedy. And what does he have in common with Biden? Aren't they both Catholics?
Yeah, they're both Catholics. Hey, hold on. Let's keep that thought. No, don't go nowhere. That's deep right there. Now, there's word out on the streets that they kicking it as being a 25th Amendment toward them. They even mentioned an impeachment. Now, remember that clip we played? Keep it going. Remember now, we got a female in the midst looking at this dumbass dude. She ain't saying a word. They keep on her squeaky clean.
But that's the point. How do we not know? Part of this whole plan is to set up to get his ass out of office to put Kamala Harris in there.
We ain't taking that lightly at all. I think that's
Nancy implemented that before this whole thing even jumped off. Nancy had implemented the 25th Amendment, so they already knew he was incompetent.
Yeah, they had it ready for just in case. Now, let me just say this, for those who are new, this is all the talk where facts matter. Every time we talk, we're going to show you that the facts matter, what we just talked about. So it's not going to be us just talking if you heard us for the first time. It'll be real facts to back up what we all are saying. They don't even know what I'm going to bring up.
On October 18th, 1989, in West Branch, Iowa, Gerald Ford, the 38th President of the United States, shared history with students from across Iowa. The visit was part of a conference on the role of former presidents in American society, sponsored by the Herbert Hoover Library and Museum and the Gerald Ford Library and Museum. Here's how these students took advantage of a rare learning opportunity.
Thank you very, very much. It's a very high honor and a very great privilege for me to come to West Branch and to participate in this conference, which is being held here at the Hoover facilities.
Mr. Ford, what advice would you give a young lady wanting to become President of the United States?
Well, I hope we do have a young lady at some point become President of the United States. I can tell you how I think it will happen, because it won't happen in the normal course of events. Either the Republican or Democrat political party will nominate a man for president and a woman for vice president. And the woman and man will win. So you'll end up with a president, a male, and a vice president, a female. And in that term of office of the president will die. And the woman will become president under the law or constitution. And once that barrier is broken, from then on, men better be careful, because they'll have a hard, hard time ever even getting a nomination in the future. But that's the way it's going to happen. And I
now y'all heard that. This is not by accident that y'all talking about this, and we got the facts to show they have the scenario. You see how he said he would be killed. He knew from a prior briefing that this is the only way this could happen. Now, whether he
and that motherfucker's already dead anyway. He's already dead. He's a walking corpse.
Hey, so you think about what they just said. Let me go to did somebody drop the car? I'm trying to bring y'all in here. Let me go to Westman. Okay.
Hey, Drabo, let me say this real quick. Now, you know Nancy Pelosi is next. Is behind next in succession.
Yeah, I know. All right, Brother West, go ahead. Don't jump in, bro. I know you've been waiting, so hit him hard.
Yes, sir. Hey, bro, I got some breaking news, man. I'm up at Walmart, man. You should see about 20 matches in the line to take that jab, man. So I'm going to mute myself, and then I'll jump back in later when I ain't got no noise, all right? But this shit funny, man. I love y'all.
Yeah.
I would take a picture
of man. Hey, this shit funny. You're absolutely right. Walmart and Walmart and Walgreens. Yeah, go ahead, mute yourself. I'll keep you back in. Just mute yourself.
Dry Bones. Yeah. My neighbor that I cussed out last year, he's outside now cutting his grass with a mask on. So I ain't nothing else to say about it. If these motherfuckers want, like Wesley was saying, if these motherfuckers want to go take that shot and continue to wear these masks on, fuck them. Whatever they got to them, let it happen. We ain't got time for this dumb shit, man.
It's a scientific dictation. Now, that's the part that I want y'all to hear this quite well. See, they're going to bring I'm glad I'm going to bring some more calls in. Now, I'm just giving you the playbook of how they – if they get enough blacks or whites to go along with this, or Hispanics to actually say what this is about, I'm just giving it to them raw today, that they're going to have to realize that it's coming at a great price, because unfortunately, no one takes into account what you're going to morph into. And we'll get into that later. So if you think that because you haven't died yet, and I want you to know, yesterday Trump was semi-booed when he mentioned he took the vaccine at his rally in Alabama, everybody. I seen it this morning. I went and looked it up for clarity. And he had to say, I'm gonna tell you what he said, not quote him verbatim, but he said, I know, but it's you don't have to take it. You have your freedom still. So he was making it clear that he tried to brag about he took it, and if he something happened to him, he'll come back to Alabama. I said to myself, now he old too. And guess what? If he was to say he was dead, who's to say he is really dead? We're going to go with that premise for one moment. And to say that is because I watched the boys from Brazil not too long ago. And if you don't think that experiment with the cloning of a Hitler, a Merkel, or the people of these bloodlines that's ruling Europe, Saudi Arabia, and parts of Africa and Asia ain't of a masterful bloodline, you will by the end of this program.
And, don't forget the time travel piece. You got books on him now talking about he was a time traveler. So He knows something the average person doesn't know.
Yeah, something going on.
That's the way I look at it.
Hey, let me get some more of y'all in here. We about to get hot. Y'all haven't. I got some hot stuff. All you kryptonite people, y'all gonna be crypt. Remember Superman? What was his weakness? Kryptonite. Go ahead.
Kryptonite. Kryptonite. Hey everyone, how's everybody doing today?
Good morning.
Sunshine.
How are you? Sun is around, beaming on us. Now, Nancy Pelosi, I told y'all before, a long time ago, one of them episodes we had, that she is running shit. She always have been running shit. Biden's going to die, but guess what? It's not in a physical way. He's about to be impeached. Why? Because he's a pedophile and he done fucked up. So that's, boop, he out the way. They're going to push this vaccine. Lovers of Trump. Trump is pushing the vaccine. He don't give a fuck. He got his money tied up in it. I'm sorry to say that, but you need to let that go. He going to be in office again probably because the dummies, I apologize for calling people dummies because that's wrong, because I get stupid too. But you vote for Trump, you put him back in office, he's with the vaccine. He's with mandating the vaccine, pushing the vaccine. He's been in an interview talking about it, how great he was pushing the vaccine. So I don't know if y'all seen that interview yet with him. But yeah, he's pushing the vaccine. His money is in it. He don't care about people either. He don't care about y'all. It's all of us. Everybody has to play their part in this game. So Taliban, we all know, America, UN, all of them own that. It's about the resources over there, of course. Haiti, they're taking Haiti out with these with the weather weapon. Why? Because Haiti has resources for what they want to do. Just like Afghanistan, they need to lock these up so that they can get, like you said, the chip for your head, the chip for the cars. So the chips for the what? The artificial intelligence. Because Tesla, or I should say Elon Musk, wants to build an AI. But I think he's trying to build a synthetic skin for the AI because, you know, the AI already exists.
He got one out. He got one out today. I seen it. Now, what you think about the one? What you think about the one he got out for today?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The one that looks humanoid.
Right.
That's what he wants to build, a humanoid. So Sophia is getting ready to get a new frame. Best believe that. We already know that the militaries all over the planet have robots, androids,
right,
or whatever, you know,
right,
weapons of mass destruction. They call them drones, walking drones. They got them. I'm not talking about the little robots, the ones that look like dogs and they can carry all the stuff. No, actually stand up on 2 feet walking drones.
Yeah,
that are
I agree.
Listen,
I've seen it.
Japan or China has the Gundam. The Gundams are the giant machines. If anybody ever watched anime, you would know what a Gundam is. It's a giant robot and that actually is manned. And you're in it, and the robot it can tear down buildings. Okay,
right.
They got this.
I've
they working
it.
On it. They got it.
I've seen it.
They got
I've
it.
Seen it too. I watched the same. Me and you are. You know, we on the same length of that watching them stage.
Yes.
Because of our offspring.
But
I
was trying to let me know about the underworld. I got
yep.
it. Yo.
There's a new movie.
Yes.
There's a new movie coming out through Marvel about it's going to be an Asian superhero. And
Shang-Chi.
There you go, Shang-Chi.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all get ready.
That's right.
Yeah, they started to show a lot of the... Hey, remember now, I want y'all to hear me carefully now. See, this is where it gets deep, and we're going to go there. See, that Great Wall of China could not have been intended to keep out humans. It's too...
No.
Unbelievable. Because at the time, there was a movie out.
They were fighting something.
And the technology for them to build the Great Wall of China, I wish I had the luxury of seeing it. If it wasn't for all this COVID, I probably could. I just don't trust these countries now. But That's why I say money is a defense in the time of COVID. But that wall is gigantic.
It was a movie I watched.
It was
that
a movie.
Had that about the Great Wall where these
That's
monsters
right.
kept attacking
That's
them.
That's right. That's right. They kept attacking them from the underworld. From the underworld. And amazing what this program's about. The underworld, everybody. The New World Order is dead. You are fighting the new underworld order, and that's what the order is all about. This program,
the
we're about to get
blood war.
Busy.
They got
yeah.
that too. Remember the underworld, the blood war.
Blood war
with the chick. The what was she? Vampire and no, she was a werewolf. The
right.
guy
that's
was a vampire and
we did shows
on
this. Y'all going back to the occult roots. I'm so happy that we got y'all on the connection. Remember we did them shows. The vampire. That's the vampire is Sekhmet. All of them is got a vulture. All the gods are got an evil side that y'all don't like to talk about, but we will today because that evil side is coming up from the underworld. And if an earthquake hit Haiti, if an earthquake hit Jamaica, and Jamaica, let me tell you what's going to happen to you. I got you on the radar right now. Here's a part of that article. You was in it. Let me tell y'all something about what's going on about Jamaica and all these islands. Jamaica, you better listen carefully. I know you know, you know, you know. I know I'm not even going to go there. I know you know it all, some of y'all. But we're going to tell you right now. You ended up in this thing. This it was amazing. They had already stated that you are the most unvaccinated. As I said, y'all the most unvaccinated. Klaus Schwab named y'all, and so for what it says, here you go right here, Jamaica, where the vast majority of people are refusing COVID vaccines, already has a plan for a digital biometric ID, including retina scan and fingerprinting, which will be required to access government services and to deal with various businesses, such as the banks and, look at this, this is not a plan for the distant future. It is already here. Now, this is in Jamaica, y'all.
Hey, Dry Bones.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, the vax pass that they're trying to implement here in Illinois, they shooting it down because it's connected with Experian. Experian's pretty much running the whole thing. And I think about 10 or 12 years ago, there was an article that came out in the Chicago Tribune talking about how the Pritzker family, with the governor we have now, had a were the major stakeholders in the TransUnion Credit Agency. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, telling me a lot right there. And
we're talking about social credit scores too now, mixed up in all this.
So, that's right. Remember we talked about that China social credit system already being implemented by you wanting to boost your score through experience. That's why the man said we can get you to do what we want through programming. You heard it from Huxley in 62. I come out the womb and I'm coming into a scientific dictatorship. I wasn't coming to no civil rights. You've been lied to. You came into a scientific dictatorship in the making. Let's get some more calls on the line. Let me go to 305 Miami in the house. 5045. 5045. Miami, 5045, going once, going twice, going to keep it moving.
Hey, brother, can you hear me?
I hear you right now. Go ahead.
Okay. You know what? I reckon back to when the new system was about to implement. I remember there was a push that corporations will begin to own their workers. And I still think that that's in play and that they're corralling everybody, especially when it comes to having to take this shot or this vaccine to keep your employment. So I still can see that being an overlaying factor to begin to now implement total applications of this vaccine and the chipping. You know, cause we know those nanobites are particularly designed and if not controlled, can be controlled through remote
That's means. Right.
So we lost sight of that, but I think it's doing the distraction. But I think eventually the world will be to own civilians to their employment or the corporations that own them. And now that would be a faster way of delivery of these vaccines. And when he just mentioned about the giant robots in Japan, reference to, remember iRobot with Will Smith?
Yeah.
Where they had a demolition robot that actually did the demolition, and it was remote access. So I think the technology has already been here for a long time.
Yes.
And just now that, you know, we're getting ready to implement them with a boldly and with maybe with a less suspicious populace or less questioning populace. That's the whole idea, is to have people question less.
How about a dumbing down populace through the time we've been reading books? How many y'all all on this line heard about the dumbing of America? At least 10 years ago we've been hearing that talk. So are they at the level of dumbing the population down to where they can only go so far? That's that 70% that he wanted.
Yes.
Now they see the population that's not going along with it. So this gives them a strategic look at who and who really are. Remember you said, know your enemy? You're the premise of that one. Is this a way of knowing your enemy strategically by seeing who takes this vaccine and who don't?
Yes.
Your enemy who took the shot could be in your own goddamn house.
That's my point.
Wife, husband, kids, grandparents. You don't know when they're going to flip that switch and they're going to turn on you.
Wait, I'm bringing this out to all y'all because by the end of this program...
It's already happening. Which is already put. It's already happening. I got friends, family that is attacked me on Facebook because I said the Delta variant doesn't have tests. It doesn't have a test. Like, you can go to the store and get the PCR test. It doesn't have a test. You have to take the vaccine or take the PCR test, and then they take your genes and use the gene frequency to give instructions to the virus, the variant. And it stated right on CDC website. And I swear, I was like, are you fucking insane? This is how they did it. You lying. You better stop acting like COVID ain't real. I said I had COVID before. This is nothing new. COVID is coronavirus.
And you know what, sister? Stop arguing with them. Save your energy. Stop arguing with them. Because I went through the same thing.
I did. I finally cut that. I cut it. In 1967,
right.
Coronavirus is what is known a common cold. And it can be changed into the flu. If you do not treat it, you can get the flu, and it'll change to pneumonia. I had it at 3 years old.
Wow.
Then, and they didn't even know what it was. They thought I had spinal meningitis. They didn't even know what it was. Then they patent it.
Right. They
let me just finish right quick, and then I'm going to let you go. I just want to
finally got COVID because I took
that PCR test with them fucking Magellan things in there. But I think I killed them because you can kill them. They can't last too long because they need you to take the vaccine. They need you to take the vaccine.
Okay, hold on. Let's go there. Well, she must be back. I'll be with you on this next one here. If they telling people what you just told me, you beated it. I've heard people. I probably had it because of the flu, but I sent y'all on the link. Somebody who I don't name people names, but they gave me their own record that they gave them to sign out of this hospital called Jackson Hospital. Everybody should know this. On the back of Jackson Hospital, when you sign out from having COVID, they said can only be treated as the common cold. They even said the vaccination may not work. This is on Jackson.
Right.
And they got the gall to make their employees. And this is where we're going to have a program. We're going to show you where it's real people stand up. And I got to join that man. I'm going to show you that real people are standing up for real, real. Y'all just don't hear because the news don't want you to hear. But
shit, a lot of people quitting their jobs. That's why the hospitals is all fucked up now. The mainstream news ain't telling you that.
I ain't going to tell you that because they smart enough to know that when they ask a question, when anybody is investigative, you say, well, let me see, emergency use, nobody ever tested it. You should have some questions. But you don't, you like a sheep. All you need is your favorite newscaster, failcaster, to tell you.
Don Lemon.
Man, Don Lemon at this New York concert with French Montana and them, they acting like they all into the hip-hop. Now, y'all should be willing to boycott the hip-hop community right now. Really should. But But do you got the balls or the coochie to do it? No, you don't. So right now, you got
the... Hey, remember, not the first, when 9/11 hit, guess who released the album called The Blueprint? Jay-Z. Don't nobody talk about that neither.
Jay-Z, Blueprint, New World Order. Oh, no, the New Underworld Order, because you see, he hanging with the underworld.
Remember, Biggie was talking about the New World Order, too, in one of his songs. He said, what did he say? He had something to do with the 9/11.
Yeah. They know. That's why this is the anniversary of 9/11 is coming up, everybody. Hopefully we'll be able to do a program on that after. Well, I'm telling you right now, it ain't normal. I just told you Afghanistan is the foundation of America. They had the only country that recognized America was the Islamic country for their recognition as a nation under God. And then when that happened, no one leaves out the countries because you don't want the truth to fight. That's when you know you're pimping the people. How can you not see that this is no more than the third wheel of the circle, Islam? Didn't you hear that Albert Pike said they needed Islam to create the World War III they needed? They ain't just documented by now. But yet, we still got to go through this with the conscious community. Like y'all for say, conscious, I told y'all from the very beginning of these programs.
Shit, unconscious community.
Yeah, conscious. No, conscious.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you guys heard that one of the popular characters, Brother Polite, was arrested in Miami for raping a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Wow.
I told y'all somebody brought up him on the
program. I thought it was assault. He assaulted a 14-year-old or something, and some 14-year-old was supposed to be in a club, and he assaulted him.
Now, let me just say this. I just want y'all to hear something, though. I really do. Sex, then we did shows on this, and I ain't going to retract none of my shows because I believe everything, and the facts shows was factual. Sex is the biggest elixir on the planet. Ain't nothing bigger. Nothing bigger. Nothing bigger. And so because of sex, the United
States.
Ain't
me, man.
We'll figure it out. Don't worry. The United States. Y'all be honest with me. The United States, I watched TV yesterday, and I seen coming across the ticker tape, it says certain states have now made 14 years old. 14 years old now is legal to get married in 14 states here. Now, you got to say, wow.
You add up to 14, that's a 5. We still in the year of the 5, bro.
Yeah. Now, when I heard that, I said, well, damn. 14, then it said they had some of them require parental or guardian permission. I said, well, damn, who would want? Then I thought about it, I said, wait a minute, this is some ancient shit. This shit going on forever. See, the country that we fighting, they don't have no problem selling your ass to another family to get some more money. They ain't got no problem with that. That's in their culture. You ain't going to, none of you on this line going to make them believe that your shit sound better than their shit. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Now, you can see they don't care about your shit because they in your neighborhood and they doing the same shit that they did over there. That's why nothing shall be hidden. Nothing
red line. Gentrification,
red line.
The red line.
It's a red line.
And not only that, now that they didn't cahoots in this takeover again, they sending more free passes over here to America. They're coming right to Buffalo. And one of the places I know they coming right, they bringing them motherfuckers right here.
Buffalo, Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes. They coming right here. They relatives is coming right here. Oh, they can't wait till their relatives come.
Okay,
hey,
Bone.
That's
I
how
got
they
the
did it before.
Hey,
Bone.
I got the line. Hold on. I got the line.
Hey, Bone.
Hold on, Max. I'm got you next. As soon as I say that, I'm going to ask y'all all questions. Now, I need some questions from y'all. Now, while you talking about these people, the southern border wide open.
Yes, it is.
Go ahead, brother.
Hey, Bone.
They're hitting you with
hey,
that
Bones.
1-2.
Hey, Bone.
Yeah.
I'm adding to what I was saying about earlier about the sabotage of this country, this so-called rich country on the other side, the shining hill or whatever he spoke a long time ago, is that when we look at those pictures of those so-called Afghanistan that they're taking out that country, right? Now, it's no way to to interview all them to see if they're not part of a so-called sleeper cell, because, like I always say, this shit on some Jack Bauer shit, some 24 shit. So now these people, like the sister just said, they're being shipped to all locales, including the below and all around the country. Who's to say that they're not a part of the other part of that sleeping cell that's been hidden away, that's going to hopefully not create the havoc to where they want this whole thing to go? And then, like the brother said, and like we all know, the southern border is open. And what they found in a couple of them that they caught coming through, so-called, and besides MS-13 and this new drug, the fentanyl and all that, the silent killer that's undetectable, that's the new drug with these new kids, our grandkids.
Now, this
is some Jack 24 shit.
Let's go with that. I'm gonna
shit,
be
we got now. Sleeper cells in the hood. You still got these little knucklehead kids out here carjacking people, robbing people in broad daylight, downtown areas. Shit, we got our own sleeper cells in our own neighborhoods.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they want
to be never to be sleeper cells because you don't know. I didn't see kids snap out of the blue, and guess what? And it's through the technology. It triggers. They got trigger words. I'm going through it with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Three trigger words. I don't care. Do you know they were fighting because one twin said I don't care. And then the other twin cussed her out and put her business on whatever, came over, the other twin came over the other twin's house and boxed her out. I said, what the fuck is going on with
y'all? Hold on. Now, I'm going to take y'all where I need to take y'all on that one. See, this is why I told you, and I will stand by this, because the shot may have adverse reaction to each and every person. Some might become sickly. Some might become agitated. The movement of the nanobots through your body can create agitation. I'm watching movies now showing how people go violent prone and they snap out of it, say, I don't know what happened. Because they're showing
they're unvaccinated, though. They're unvaccinated. See?
But you know what?
So
it could be that 5G towers. It could be some algorithms or some dopamine they shooting out through that social media and that Facebook.
Last week, when Joe Biden had his press conference, bro, they was emitting a tone in the background when he was talking, man. Go back to last week to his press conference. I think it was last Thursday at 5:28 p.m. when he was talking about the Taliban. It was a tone being emitted in the background, he was talking. I checked 2 or 3 channels. So just go back to last week and listen to that. You hear
all
that
right.
tone. And there you go. And crack this shit up.
If you see it before us, please, because you're sitting a lot of stuff, a lot of programs. People don't realize a lot of programs come from y'all. After I see y'all was on the same talk we talk, I said, wait a minute. So these programs. All right, here you go. Go ahead. Jump in.
It's called what Brother West was explaining and our sister was explaining. I think I sent you a clip about viral immune escape is what they call it. And a Jamaican brother, scientist, a virologist, was on that clip. And he was saying, well, what the virus does and what the vaccine does, when you take the vaccine, the germ inside the body learns how to, and you said it learns and it outsmarts the vaccine, and that's what creates the variants, because it's outsmarting the coronavirus
germ.
So once, that's why it's good to let your own body immune system fight it, because if you don't, then you create a program inside of your immunity that will not learn how to fight.
Right.
So
but that's a natural immunity.
Correct.
Right.
They call it, you said it again, bro, it's called viral immune escape. It's escaping your immune system. So it's learning. That virus is learning. And even Fauci said it was a technology, but we got to realize, family, this is an economic hit as well. And so I always take it back to, we got to get back to a gold-backed monetary system, because they're using everything to deflect from what the real story was going on with America. And America is about to fall because America's petrol dollar is about to fall. That's what the Afghanistan.
But it's got to fall to have the whole thing reset. That's what Klaus Schwab was talking about in his book he put out last year.
We left $82 billion of state-of-the-art military equipment. We left $82 billion of military equipment, state of the art, in Afghanistan when we supposedly got out of there. And Joe Biden went back on vacation, by the way. And family, listen, this is not the time. We don't have the luxury, man, to be like, what's Republican, what's Democrat right now. Right now, man, humanity is under threat, is under war.
I got to correct you, bro. We ain't left shit. I ain't left shit over here. Don't talk about that weak shit. I ain't left none of that shit over there.
Your taxpayer money, brother.
They're going to be the future boogeyman.
Hold on.
For another major military event.
I just want to make sure, because see, this was talked about by Yaffa yesterday, and she mentioned about being a Republican, and she talked about being a Republican. And again, I can't make y'all look these words up, but I just say this.
Right.
A Republic, if you're going to look up the government that you may want to be dealing with, is probably be a Republic. If you see what all y'all say y'all believe in.
Well, dry bones, Republic is a different word than Republican. Republic means... You just somebody who believes you want to be free. You don't want to be under the controls of government. You want to be able to be a people, we the people type government. You get what I'm saying? And we're far from that right now, family.
No. We I'm hoping by the time the family can see that we have went into a socialist construct. Anytime I could name two Karls, and I think we might be the only show that gave y'all both the Karl Marx two pillars of the fascist / communism first tried out in Paris. This is, I'm hoping y'all see that the connection for y'all to fight or understand how to fight this is that the agreement is with Paris. You was taken out of that agreement. That's why you became vilified and vicious. They went vicious. And so now you see the politic game is ruthless, but you in it because your body is a politic. Your body is falling.
And Jesse Jackson got a ward over there in France. Now his ass, him and his wife is up in the Northwestern Hospital with COVID. And he just took the shot in January. Get the fuck out of here.
Thank you. No, I'm telling you, it's a plan. But the whole premise of this show, the whole premise of this program is we said that they made a book that showed that they had no problem with what?
Extermination.
Joe Brown
took two shots and he can't hardly talk. No, they just took his voice, man. Joe Brown took two calves, man.
Judge Joe Brown?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Man.
Get the fuck
out of
here.
Oh,
wow.
The main one that was up there talking about Kamala Harris and Biden and everything, Trump, you know, he was kicking knowledge. He was telling the truth about all that shit. Now, he done went and got tricked into taking a virus. Wow.
That's fear.
Well, see what it is, family. All the institutions that they're a part of, in order for them to be able to economically be able to navigate, they got to go along with the schisms, you know. They got to go along with it. And so that's one of the weapons that they're weaponizing. That's called weaponization of the vaccines and virus.
Okay, hold on. You hit it on the nose. All y'all hit that on the nose. Ain't nobody, absolutely everybody on the track here. That's why we do what we do. So you take the vaccine, then you keep your economic wealth. Now, I'm going to talk to all you Bible people before you go to church. If that don't sound like your book of Revelation, I'm almost scared to know that this is what they did to the religion. This is part of the plan. for them to make the church people, your family members, they so scared. Now, this is what I don't get. They even tell you, we're going to make it where you cannot buy or sell unless you receive the mark. Now, you can't get no plainer, even if you don't believe in Jesus, whatever. But whatever this control mechanism said, that in the end days, you can't buy or sell unless you receive the mark. Now, I'm giving you a minute because I'm going to set this up because we got to go into the time frame. I just want y'all to listen carefully. We're going to bring some positivity today because I know sometimes, oh, y'all know, but facts do be hurtful. But there is now a movement, an underground, it's like the underworld, started with these nurses. Y'all said it already. It started with the nurses. For those who did not know this was going on, the news you do not see, thank goodness for this entity called the internet right now. Imagine if we was in the days of no communication. I don't know if we'd be better off or maybe would we be less off. Might be better off. I don't know. We're going to figure that out with another program. But this is what some people around the country are doing. And guess what? They even church people, real church people. I've never seen a scared group of church people that I see in my region. The region with all these black churches. All these black churches. We got churches everywhere promoting the mark of their beast that they claim is in their book of Revelation. But now I'm going to show you people who really say they believe in anything. Listen to this.
Well, my body, my choice. This is just one of the chants from healthcare workers here in Bakersfield that took to the streets today to protest the California vaccine mandate. 23 ABC's Brianna Willis has more on what they have to say.
These healthcare workers you can see behind me say they believe it should be their choice as to whether or not they choose to get the vaccine. Some say they're even willing to get fired over not getting it, but they say who it really hurts are the patients in the midst of a nursing shortage.
This year fired! Last year's heroes! This year fired! Last year's heroes!
Nurses from Dignity Health took to the streets Friday to protest the California COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The mandate, announced August 5th, requires all healthcare workers in California to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by September 30th. Otherwise, they will lose their jobs.
I am willing to lose my job. Like I said, I've been at it for over 19 years. I love it, but I will not give in on this. It's something that I really feel firmly about.
Respiratory technician Carmen Garcia says she's a single mom and she doesn't know what's going to happen come September 30th.
I might have to find a new job. It's scary, but you know what? My God is bigger and God is in control.
Garcia says she's not anti-vaccine, but she's anti-mandate, and adds there's not enough research on the vaccine, so she doesn't want to take the risk because her children need her.
I'm a single mom of my four children, and they depend solely on my income. And what if I get severe side effects from that vaccine? What's going to happen to my children?
Nurse Sarah Castillo, however, does have the vaccine, but still believes her coworkers should be given a choice.
I am vaccinated. That was my personal choice. But I choose to stand with my coworkers who have decided not to. They've done their research. Their belief is that they should not be getting this vaccine. My job is to stand with them, just like I would stand for any patient who refused treatment.
And says the atmosphere in the hospital among those who are okay with the mandate and those who are not is disheartening.
To be honest, it's a little demoralizing. We love our job. We love the people that we help. We love our community. We're all here to support each other. But it's hard knowing that the people standing next to you in this battle may not be there the next day.
Tanya Coffey also says we are in the midst of a nursing shortage, and this mandate is not helping it.
It's going to be detrimental. Like, there's hospitals that have already laid off nurses over this, and they're already short-staffed, and they are begging nurses to come work for them.
But despite the protest, Dignity Health, Mercy, and Memorial Hospital say they will still comply with the state mandate, sending 23ABC this statement, reading in part, Dignity Health is committed to making our community safer and healthier, and Mercy and Memorial Hospitals will comply with the state of California's public health order, requiring healthcare workers in California hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and most healthcare settings be vaccinated against COVID-19 by September 30th. We appreciate and value meaningful dialogue and strongly encourage anyone who hasn't already been vaccinated against COVID-19 to do so as quickly as possible. Starting Monday, healthcare workers in California who are not vaccinated will have to submit the testing twice a week. And as we mentioned, September 30th, the mandate does start, which means they have to have both doses of the vaccine. In Bakersfield, Brianna Willis, 23 ABC News, connecting you.
Now, y'all going to church, that's called giving up to Caesar. as of see, y'all don't realize mandates is a Roman decree. And to say that we understand what we in is going to be detrimental in a little while. Because what you in is not what you think. The governors of your states are now being fought. And guess what they're doing? It's the war already. The war has already been going on. They're going to say to your state, if you go against the governor, they will cut funds off. That's how they're going to get everybody to take universal income. Because all you who are going to be cut off on this line or companies who don't comply will be cut off. You will take federal Caesar money.
And here in Illinois, they didn't. With the schools, you got a whole slew of schools now that giving the middle finger to the governor. There are a lot of them have already been decertified. So basically, like your child goes to one of those schools that been decertified and get a diploma, certificate, whatever, is non-valid.
Yeah,
because they went against the mandate.
Right.
And
there's a
Southern Methodist Hospital in Houston, I believe it was. They didn't already fire the people who didn't take the shot. They didn't already fire them, and they tried to take the hospital to court, and the federal judge dismissed the lawsuit. But the hospital's on the staff now. So
now,
you got to make a decision. You either going to take it or don't take it. You risk losing your job.
Now, this is why I say I put this on. I put it because don't go to everybody.
That's fear again. They pushing that fear among them like crazy.
That's why you got to know your enemy. If this is what the enemy is putting out as fear, I want to hear y'all from y'all now. Because we got at the 12 o'clock room, y'all better listen carefully. So it's going to be even – if you don't get an understanding of what you in your own neighborhood, say, you know, next week, any one of you could be hit. Any region could be hit. All we can do from another region is watch and say, guess what? Who's next? Because if you stand by, these people at least saying to themselves, we're going to make a choice. I told you we're going to make a choice. It's just what's going to happen. Because if we continue, we're going into a Roman-listic fascist dictatorship of technology, AI. You want to have a robot now as your cohabitant on the planet Earth, you better think again. Because even if you're on this line, don't think you want it. I don't care if you want it or not. It don't make a difference. It's coming. You have no defenses to stop what's coming.
The Jetsons had one as a maid.
That's right. You've been programmed.
Yeah, that's called a handler. Bravo. So, yeah, the robots are about to be the new handler. Yes, they are.
Go ahead. I'm going to ask you all y'all questions.
Let me just paint a little scenario for the family real quick. Okay, look at what happened to the Haitian president, right? Look what happened to what happened in Venezuela about last year this time. Look what happened in every president that tried to stand up to the deep state. They were either eradicated, they were either murdered, or they were either targeted. Okay, that Afghanistan president, that joker packed up $146 million and blew.
He blew with the riches.
Yeah,
I said it
millions.
Earlier. He left with riches. He left with
millions.
Yeah.
So like I say, family, this thing is bigger than Trump. This thing is bigger than Biden. Let's not get caught up on the small. Man, you don't understand how these evil forces are moving right now. And I'm talking about it's galactical, man. What's going to get ready to take place? It's going to be unprecedented. It's going to be galactic. I mean, we literally have visitors here now from other dimensions. And I'm just telling you, family, you better
they
get
heard.
Ready.
They heard.
And we have to stop. And I hate to sound like I'm being a father figure or whatever, but I just want us to come together, man, and just put all our petty differences aside because they already done bamboozled us. It's a wrap. We trying to figure this thing out, and they steady throwing left and right. Now the corona, and now you're talking about Afghanistan. Now you're talking about cancel culture, and they already said, I'm telling you, it is an economic war right now taking place on America. And if you're not in some type of safe haven, If you don't have your currency or your wealth in some type of safe haven, land, something that you can actually tangibly touch.
Now we got to be careful with the land thing too, because just like what only reason why I don't disagree with you, bro, but we got to be careful with that too, because we already had an incident here in my own neighborhood where the railroad came out and invoked eminent domain in a lot of neighborhoods, and they took people's houses and everything and tore them down. They took their shit.
Guess where they got the money from? That infrastructure bill. That thing has probably maybe 10% of infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Man, they gave that money.
But
to
now
all
this
corporate,
happened.
All
this happened about 5 or 6, 7 years ago, even before the infrastructure bill had happened.
Hold on.
This is where we get deep at, because on these conferences, on these things that y'all talking about, these boards and everything, there's black people on these boards. Ain't no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
I see if it ain't but 1, 2 to 3 on a higher level, because the higher level, less blacks. Middle grade level, it's a lot of blacks in the middle grade level of the movement. And, of course, you got the lower barrier. So the middle class black who is an actual gatekeeper, and I'm talking about the real middle, not the millionaire blacks, close to a billion, they gatekeepers to me. Because
Judge Joe Brown is alpha, by the way. Alpha Phi Alpha, same fraternity as Martin Luther King.
There you go.
Just saying.
So there you go. So see, that makes sense. They probably brought him into a meeting.
And look at it like you say, God, bro, look at it undone this black brother over the Pentagon right now. He's cool. They set him up, man. I'm telling you.
Hold on. Let's stay with us there, because, I mean, all y'all going into what we're going into is this communist manifesto. Afghanistan, and I want y'all to think about what we asked you. Afghanistan is part of the freedom of peace. They in the mix. The Turks, the Ottoman Turks are in the mix. So America, I mean, all y'all should know by now that if these two wars are happening, and you got, let's go with the religious for a minute, because the galactic stuff is the religious, because they believe in these heavenly beings, like you just said, brother, these heavenly beings. Now, I don't know if y'all realize, but they looking for, and they saying that it's already an agreement made with this galactic federation. Now, if this is true and factual, that means we actually live in the Star Wars. I mean, it's like we're a reality TV show, everybody. Think about it. The police is not going to be police no more.
Operation Warp Speed.
Operation Warp Speed. Now, Trump and everybody y'all talking about, that's right, they are paid. But see, our people and most people have affiliation to the fantasy. You still believe in some of the stuff. You might think you don't believe in everything you say, but just think about it. These jobs, this is where it's going to get tough. There's going to be an underground economy. This is one of the solutions, I'm going to say. Don't spend all your money. Use money. Use cash, because the thing about cash, they can't trace it now. They're mad because they can't trace cash.
Getting cash.
Right.
You got to hoard it. That's what they're doing. They're hoarding it. Why do you think they're changing all of this stuff drying up? Right. Wells Fargo came out the other day, cut all their credit lines.
Right.
Cut all their credit lines. You can't even go get and JP Morgan Chase.
They brought it back. Hold on. They brought it back. I seen yesterday the other day. They said they're going to review that policy, because they were cutting off the credit line. Y'all get the credit line, $10,000, $20,000. You can actually get it as cash to put whatever you want, depending on your credit
right.
score.
Right. The credit line, not the credit card, but the credit line.
The credit line is pure cash. They'll
pure
give it
cash.
To you based
Correct.
On your credit. If you get 10 grand,
Correct.
20 grand, or a line of credit, you
Correct.
Believe me, your credit score determines that, though, everybody. Don't get fooled.
Yes. Yeah, so
credit
when they digitize the currency, and you're not socially being obedient, like going to get that vaccine, they'll have the access to not allow you to buy or sell in the land.
You have
something tangible. And like I say always with land has minerals. So you could never go wrong with accessing or being able to put that inside of your portfolio.
Yeah, but they hop. Now, here's the key. Let's be honest with everybody on this line. Okay, land, if you don't have enough money at this time, you should be, I'm going to be honest with y'all. This is real talk. Most of us should be salivating, happy that the land will get devalued, and you got your money in game to get some of it, because right now the land is overpriced. It's overpriced.
Right.
So you should be selling right now. You should be selling right now at the highest equitable amount, and then take that cash and then hold it into other shit until you can get it, and then wait till the market drop, and then they go in it, and that's what they've done. Everything. Now, this is a fact, everybody. This is a fact. I'm going to show you how strategic this is. You be the judge of it. Every riot this year has been strategically put together. Look where they're located at. Look at the infrastructure there. Look at everything around. Let's do it. If you really want to know the facts about how strategically this was put together, you go look where it's at. Then they devalued the area, went and swept it up, and now they reorganizing it to the 5G reality. So what they did was to create the 5G reality in the urban development, they torched it down like anything. This is professional. This is hierarchy at its best. If you don't know that by now,
it's called a reset.
Yeah, called a reset. And that reset comes.
It's a great reset.
Great reset. Hey, let me take a commercial break.
We're here, bro. We're here. I just want to say one more thing. Drive on, listen, fam.
Yeah.
Like Drive On say, everything is in a bubble right now. Everything. This is the worst time to try to buy anything. You should be selling right now, or
right.
You should be preserving, or you should be hoarding water. I'm talking about like how we was doing during the corona, toilet paper, whatever, man. Anything that can make you value, something you can put your hands on, because that's where we return it, back into the days of bartering.
Yeah.
And that's going to be...
That's the underground. That's going to be the underground economy.
Yeah, right now, almost every major nation in Europe right now are rioting, and the news is not talking about it. And that should concern you.
All right. Commercial break, y'all. Commercial break. Be right back.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
The world is coming to a beginning, but before that, it's coming to a big ending. The whole planet has changed from hours of youth. Lives in the front lane, it's time for the truth. Police are on their training day like the role of Denzel. Living in these times of drones and chemtrails, can you feel it? Nothing could save ya, cause this is the season. You catching the vapors of gun smoke from pigs' guns when they murder sons. My eyes burning my hand from the tear gas of Ferguson. And I wasn't even there, but who cares? Cause in reality, this is happening everywhere. Time to fight back to be a man, or you'll be forced to when they put y'all in the FEMA camps. It's clear to see the necks of these racists get redder. So prepare for the worst, pray it gets better. So
If you don't know, now you know. If you don't know, now you know.
The devil's favorite instrument was playing with your heart, but he switched that up now. He's playing with the harp, controlling the weather, hurricanes and earthquakes, microchipping your baby straight out the womb on the first day. Planned Parenthood was made to get rid of blacks. Slavery mentality is hard to get rid of that. They want to depopulate the earth, it's true. So they pay Monsanto to poison the food. Fighting illegal aliens, controlling the borders. Meanwhile in Detroit, they cutting off the water. New world order will cost you all, and you'll feel it when they bring in that martial law. And if you don't come in by sundown, you get gunned down. No more club hopping, no more fun now. Moving without permission, walking about. 30 years ago, these were the days that we were talking about.
If you don't know, now you know.
Yes, now you know. We back to the dry bones. Book of the Sun, the Heels Business Hour. And we about to get it on. Now, again, we have some question answering, please. And if you got a lot of noise, mute yourself. We'll keep you in the loop. Let me go to 1-877. Let me hear from you first. You said you want to hit it. Let me hear it from you. One 1-877. Yo. You in there?
Okay. Yes. I'm in. I just want to say that the Pentagon, I was looking at the Pentagon, and the Pentagon said that they can actually put COVID underneath your skin when you take the vaccine, and as a tracker. And then I saw that the needle that goes into the skin, they're saying it's the needle. Now they're kind of correct and saying the needle is the tracker so they can know where the vaccines were taken at. So, yes, I definitely believe that the vaccine is a tracker. And they say 1 out of 5 Americans do believe that as well.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that.
One out of five is a good, that's a very deep, it could be like 1 out of 30 or 1 out of 1,000, that'd be kind of bad, but one out of five believe in this. That's a good percentage.
Yes, they believe. So I think that the video that you showed earlier, us tracking us, and they have to do it in a way that's going to not be so it can be volunteer.
Yeah,
for them
It's better for the look, for deceptional purposes, to make it look like it's something that's humanitarily needed. And to make it feel like you got to do it to say, yeah, homeland and country. And, you know, it's right out of the Fabian playbook. I don't know if y'all ever read the Fabian, but y'all better look this shit up because you playing the play regardless. Because nobody on this line is non-compulsory because we're in it. We're all contemplating now where we're going to see this next 5-year flow of money if we live is going to be the question. That's why today's program is called Money is a Defense in the Time of COVID. And y'all been naming money. I heard gold and silver and will be actually traded amongst currencies of people right now. There is a website. I'll have it soon. If they already preparing for the underground economy. If the underground economy is already here, it's time for us to jump in. If you ain't jumped in yet, that's what's happening. The underground economy is here. It's already here. Right now, we can barter right now. Without any problem to Cash App and everything else that they got going on. And speaking of that, let me get some more calls in here. Let me get a 2485. Try to mute yourself until you want to say something. That way we get you back in without a lot of noise. 2485. Got you back in. And let me get this 2485. You got something to say? Okay, let me go to 7472.
Hotep. Dry bones into the family.
Hotep.
I everybody be on this new moon, this full moon alignment. You know, that's a good show name that you got, money, because it's what it's really saying is my own natural energy yield. How can we use our own natural energy yield? Because this is about your body and what your body is able to produce for you, that be it monetary, be it bartering, be it owning what the brother was saying, and the most important part, they're not making no more land on this planet. So the part of being able to use the resources for the land, because land is the basis of all economics, because all of it has to do with being what's on this earth and what's in this earth. You know, Afghanistan is a rerun of what happened when we came home from Vietnam and when Vietnam fell. We're seeing the same scenario because it's the same drug trade. And China's stepping in, and now they're going to take over the opioid. And so what we're seeing is these invaders. Now, you look at something. All of those people that buried their sons and daughters in that war in Afghanistan, now those people are walking in this country on the streets with you.
Yeah.
Now the people that killed your children, those people that went over there and fought in that war and got killed, lost their lives, those loved ones, now the enemy that was over there, now they're walking the streets and collecting money and getting UBI, Universal Income from the government that you pay in your taxes. Now they're going to get paid and taken care of and get all the benefits that you're struggling to get because you don't want to get a shot.
Mm-hmm. Universal basic income.
Yep.
That's it. And this is what the design is for the mind, because the brother was talking about coming in by, I think it was Derek, you're saying coming in by, look at 2050 forecast. Super railways, 200 plus mile an hour trains are going to run across America and transport all of the goods and things that we need, just as in the 1950s, because all it is just another 100 years, because in 1950, Eisenhower said, interstate. And what did they do? They plowed through our communities and put highways. We're seeing the same scenario. The scenario is a loop. And until we begin to understand how to take back our power, because the galactic alignment, and the brother's correct, we're talking about the galactic federal, this alignment, because this planet, this solar system is in a place that it hasn't been in 25,920 years. These energies are for a new evolution. It's for the divine intelligence, not the artificial intelligence. And this is what they're polluting and giving the distortion to not let you elevate through the energies as above, so below. And if we don't tune in, because if you look at something, what are all the new ages running to? They going out in the jungles and finding out these medicine people, these people that's using the plant medicine and the frogs and all of this to rewire their neural net. We're letting somebody distort our neural net, and they're running and taking in the medicines that our ancestors used to use to help us.
Dumbing down the planet.
Let's add some gasoline. Stay with me. Add some gasoline on it, because okay, they are using it. And then you look at the older knowledge. We had root people used to hear all the time. We didn't know what they was as kids. The root ladies. They were always people who did these little own remedies for. As far as I was a little kid seeing. Now, my question to all y'all is, if pharmaceutical, what better design to come through it than is pharmaceutical? Obviously, that's what they're coming through. Everything's based off healthcare, and they got our people to go along with this by using a black face. And Obamacare is actually one of the programs that created some of these effects to the healthcare being monitored,
And the marijuana tax is being tied in with reparations, too. Happened up in Evanston.
Right. So
hold on.
Let me ask you this, because I know we hear about, but aren't they using black people to do it? So is the energy coming through these black people? Is the reason why it's happening? Because it's a lot of black people who is in power around our community. That I mean, it looks like they should be knowing some of this. You think that, like, for instance,
it's like a lot of us being used as vessels. You know, same thing with the stocks.
So if our people is the source of all this, so it makes sense to let the black women now and some of the black, especially fraternities, look at Judge Joe Brown. I didn't even know this. I hope we can validate that one. That's fair as hell if he got sick.
And Jesse, we already know Jesse Jackson's going to make a five side whatever. He's a cute dog. So we already know that.
Is this part of their initiation? Cause
what's the Mason too, man? Hey, I like to say
right,
something.
Right, Wes.
Keep talking about believe. A smart cat said, if you believe something you don't understand, it's superstitious, man. Okay, so you ain't no more believing.
That's Stevie Wonder.
You got to research this, man.
Stevie Wonder, yeah. Superstition. Superstition
now,
is the way.
We in the know shit now, man.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
and then, but to dispel the belief, you got no choice but to be able to study for yourself. Because if you believe what we saying, then you ain't really looking it up. You should not believe what we're saying. You should look it up. And then if we're lying,
we shouldn't have faith in what we're saying. And if we
liars, it will come to fruition. But so far, we ain't been lying, because
right.
Y'all sure would be on my ass for all the years I've been talking about.
But what you're saying, Dry Bones, is that we grew these bodies that we're talking from. We, as the being inside of a womb of a woman, We grew this vessel that we came onto this planet and we use. If you can grow this magnificent machine and you can utilize the energy of what you created inside of our mother,
mm-hmm.
what can't you do on the Mother Earth?
Yeah.
Mm.
Believe in ourselves. When did we stop letting somebody else give us the definition of who we are? Because when you talk about health, that means the first word, fourth letters in health is heal. How do you heal? The only person healed is the creator.
Well, the body could be healed by the earth. That's what the debate is about.
That's the whole debate right there.
The thing is, hold on, the COVID is saying... The people saying this COVID thing, and your, like you said, your body, your monetary of deal, using your body as your own yield, which is what it is, it's got a lot to do with it, for sure. Ain't nobody going to deny that one. So if our body is that, then what we're saying basically is we just have the right to divinely choose our healing process.
Mm-hmm.
So
but you got to know thyself, know your body.
Right.
So right.
So it's a brother.
I would like to say one thing. It's this doctor, or he's a natural. He's in naturalism, healing, self-healing, and holistic. So he said that we need to eat according to our blood type.
Seasons.
Because everybody can't eat everything. Everybody can't eat everything. We should eat according to our blood type. Because everybody don't have the same blood type, and everybody can't eat everything. That's why the Asian can go over there and eat all kinds of shit and be fine. That's why people in other different countries can eat certain stuff and be fine. Over here, we got controlled eating over here in America. America, you go to the market, you eat. These people is eating natural stuff. They go and catch their fish. They go and grow their food and this and that. We eating shit that comes from their country, and
let me ask you this, this is going to a direction where I want y'all to see where y'all headed. I don't know y'all region, but I do know this: if it comes down to what we're talking about, where what state will allow us to grow our own food is where we at in this different regions. Are battling over that. You got the governor of Illinois just
signed a bill last month to allow people to grow food on their own property. Why would he do that?
Right. Now, my question to y'all, are y'all aware of this? We try to make it where everybody who listens from these regions, what he just said, if it ain't happening in your region, you better find out why, because if it affects you, because they could make what you think you're doing on your own land illegal if you don't pay attention.
You got to pay attention to what, how these bills and stuff that's being done in your own state.
That president could be a distraction.
Focus on what's going on in your own state, your own city, and your own county.
But what you go back
and look at when they had the BP spill, that was the magician's distraction, because all that oil was spilling into the Gulf of Mexico. Congress and the Senate passed what's called the Codex Bill. They made it a law that the FDA can come in. If you growing food and you haven't been have a license from the FDA, they can destroy it and put you in jail. That's why the
whole battle with the farmers, and I'm glad y'all sent me, because y'all, Brother Cron, you sent me a bunch of good articles that I told you was these laws of how to go about fighting some of these things. It's going to be a heavy log in the court. People do know the law. I don't think everybody do know it, but there are people who do know. And depending on their heart, depending on their personality, they may be against a lot of these.
LA County already won. They won the lawsuit against those mandated masks on the shots. They just came out Friday the 13th.
Right.
They beat that case.
What we're getting ready to fight is what you said earlier, pharmacy.
Yeah.
The word pharmacy means is that they've taken a natural substance or plant and made it into an artificial. What we have to remember is that we had the farms that we saw grow what we needed to eat to live. Farms that you see what needed to eat to live, pharmacy what they make to kill you. Same word.
Can And pharmacy comes up to 22.
That's why land is so essential. You can, I mean, everything leads back to the land. Everything
that's
we
mother.
Need. That's mother.
That's
correct.
The mother. We need the mother who nurtures us. We have
yes,
the Milky Way over us. That's why I create what's saying
yes.
the overground realm. What's over us is the Milky Way. How do you feed a child when it comes onto the earth is you give it the mother's breast milk. That galaxy
mm-hmm.
called the Milky Way is feeding us consciousness into the earth,
yes.
and the mother is nurturing. That's why they put concrete asphalt over the earth.
That's important, Kwame, because why you think they're trying to push they're trying to push these shots on the pregnant mothers too? They're encouraging the pregnant mothers to take
yeah.
their shots.
Yes,
they
is
take
so
that
bad.
Shot.
That's
they poison that breast
because,
milk.
So
you poison your kids.
Right, but
I got one more caller because they've been holding for a long time. Let me go to 55474. Thanks for holding this long, man. That's over 35 minutes. Go ahead. 5474.
Grand Rising. Jai Bong.
There you go. There you go, sister.
Okay, thank us. This is Mama Bonfire calling you from Tucson, Arizona. I'm here at Devon Gables in a nursing home. Now, did I not hear somebody, and greetings to everybody, and greetings, Brother Kwame, and greetings, Brother West. Did I hear somebody say Judge Joe Brown went on ahead and jumped
that's
over.
What they said. That's what they said. I've heard it. Somebody mentioned it. Brother West mentioned it. I'm sure, well, he mentioned it. I'm sure it's credible, so I'm going to have to check into it to get that on the air.
Please, because I do not have a system that can check it out, you know, my phone, whatever. Anyway, I spoke to Judge Joe Brown a week or so ago, and he really did not sound good, and I was getting these vibrations from him. We had invited him, or Sister Antoinette had invited him to be on her show, and when I did call him twice, he really didn't sound good. And my elder friend here in Bisbee, he's 92. He took the jab, and that was last year. And family. That elder is not doing good at all, okay? So I want to know, did Judge Joe Brown really take it? Can you find out? Because
that may have some reason why he's sounding like he's sounding.
Hey, Mama, go to his show every Friday. He'll tell you he took both shots and he'll take it again.
I can't go, family, listen.
I can't go to everything because of the phone that I have, but that's okay.
I found one article I'm looking at right now on commercialappeal.com/story. commercialappeal.com. It's a local newspaper in Memphis. It says former Memphis City Council member Joe Brown says he is recovering from COVID-19, and this article was August the 24th, but that was 2020. So that's the only thing I see out there with him taking this shot or anything about him related to COVID.
I used to do a show every Friday night, man, on Blog Talk Radio.
That's fine. No, fine.
No,
but I'm going to look it up too. Believe me, we are because that's a big news to me. That's good. If we find more on there, hold on.
If you find it, send it to my page, please, because I may be able to get it. If you post it on my page, my Facebook page.
Hey, y'all got to know when I say something, I got facts, man.
All due respect, my brother.
Go to his show, bro. Go to his show every Friday. He'll tell you, man. Goddamn, y'all don't want to listen to me, brother. Let me tell you something.
Let me just cut you because you ain't gonna be coming on here. All we said was I was gonna check it out too. You got a problem with me checking it out? Something? I mean, That's what we find. We find out more, we'll go to that. But don't start yelling about that stuff on this program about that. I'm going to tell you straight up. Ain't going to mean nothing to me about that. Because it's not about arguing about stuff. We looking it up. I was going to look it up, too. I was like, that's big news. I was going to help. We can get them on Antoinette's show. So don't go there. Don't go there. Let's keep this program rolling. We got to get more information.
Okay, can I say one other thing, Brother John Bones? The brother that talks about man, I don't know who you are, my dear brother, but you have a lot of wisdom. And I've been trying to tell my daughter, her husband is on the other side, and he communicates with me. He bought some land years and years and years ago, and it hurts me that that my daughter and her grandchildren and her children are not
don't have it.
They're not using this land to be self-sufficient and get off the grid. It hurts me. Thank God. I'll be quiet.
Now let me ask you, because that we have gotten people with land. Are we using the land property? There's a lot of blacks with land and a lot of real estate in some of these areas.
Right.
So we can't act like it's the 60s. I said the show started in the 60s based on the premise of a new underworld order, which seems to be in full effect, other than the fact that our people are so unaware of this trap, seems to be like we're gullible to any attack. Based on what you say.
Right. Or they're just ignoring it. Whatever
it's
reason.
Now, you could be passionate. I'm passionate about it, but I can say this. You know, any information, we should be willing to have it, hey, look at. That's because, again, y'all know we get people on. He's part of our programming. He's been on here quite a few times on Antoinette's program for sure. So I'm thinking to myself, would be interesting, and it's not hard to believe that this could possibly be the case. Now, if he said it on the show, go look at it. But as far as I'm concerned, there's a lot of people who took this who we have no idea that are promoted around you, don't know is promoted. That's fine. But here's where I get, why do we have to be upset about it anyway? If it's his choice, here's the key. When you're trying to create division, you want that rift. So if it's his choice, I really ain't got no problem with it. As long as he cool around being around me without having to do it, that's where I'm at.
That's right.
That's where I'm at. Because, first of all, we got to a point now I can see we arguing about who did it. I could care less, but don't promote it where I'm mandated. The key word is mandated.
Right,
that's
right,
that's where this whole thing's coming to problem with. It don't care if you color color you is. Mandate means everybody.
What did Gil Scott Heron say in, what did he say in the B-movie? Mandate my ass. Because it's not a mandate. It's about your life. It ain't nothing but a movie. This ain't nothing but a show. And what we got to understand is that we are the ones sitting in the theater in our minds looking at all of this that's projected onto the screen called Planet Earth. And we have to choose what it is that we want to detain ourselves or to restrain ourselves from being captured by it. Because entertainment means it's to enter you and detain you. But you can have a resistance to not be detained.
Well, there's going to be a resistance.
Just talk. Drop on.
Yeah.
Go. I just want to thank y'all, man. Hey. But what somebody say, look it up, man. So I ain't mad at y'all, man. Look at
right,
everything.
Look
what I want to say is, now is the time to learn how to control the matrix on your thought, word, and action. I had a cracker trying to fly me Friday, man. When I flipped the script on him with the technology control of the matrix, he damn near lost his job trying to get me fired, man. So now I'm working on this program for telekinesis. It's a show called The Powers of Matthew Stark. Well, Lou Gossett Jr. taught the dude how to move objects around telekinesis, man. That's what I'm learning next, man.
I'm glad you said that that's why I said enemies are all around because they made this an enemy of the state event. It's like if you don't do this way and you don't do this way, we're gonna get you to the clash while we watch. And the key is word I said while we watch. And you know how they watch us? Through us. Everything we do, we give it to them. It is a voluntary.
Yeah.
We're at the top of the hour. We're at the top of the hour, y'all.
Hey, that's why. Hey, I'm gonna say this. That's why they let your show go to about 4 o'clock now, man. They trying to see what we know. All I know
of
is
course.
They time up. They do.
But that's smart though. Think about it. Think about it on the level that we need to be thinking like them. Plan. I can watch everything they do. Everything.
They drive on. Ludacris released that.
Let me say before. I studied the art of sense too. I take what the enemy gave me and I use it to my advantage. So every
that's my point.
A thinking person
point.
Always don't
good
win.
Point.
A thinking man
point.
And woman always win. You got
that's
the answer. Right. Mm-hmm.
Good point. I'm going right, to hold on. Leave it at that. You just made a mouthful of jewels right there. Hey, you got to take what the enemy give you, feed off of it. Right now, quick commercial break. We're going to come back because guess what? Man, when you hear the end game and you playing with the end game, that's why everybody's going to end up in this game.
Welcome to Oh Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show. So we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
There we go. And you can cash at me at Drybones7 because now cash app is the thing to do. What else? They got to do shit now before we know it. Hey, appreciate y'all hanging in there with us. We at the top of the hour. The helium's about to get hot. We about to do what we do. We talking to all regions.
Hey,
we got Brother West, we got a litany of y'all. Sisters across the region. We want to make sure everybody get heard. From what we heard today, we have underworld. Sounds like a galactic war from the underworld. As above, so below. How below do we really know is the question. You know, what is below? And for all this to be coming to fruition about this underworld and what's happening in the world is going to be quite interesting to see where we go with this. Let me get everybody on the line. Hey, let's take it there.
Hey, drive on.
Go ahead. Say it, go ahead.
No, I was going to just say quickly, somebody had mentioned Theater of the Mind earlier. Ludacris released an album of that same title 13 years ago. And I don't know y'all remember the group, R&B group Impume. They also released an album called Theater of the Mind back in 1986.
So obviously, hey,
speaking of Ludacris,
Mute yourself. Everybody, do a mute right quick for me, because I might. Except for you, Wes. Try to mute yourself.
What I'm gonna say. By Ludacris, he got a commercial out where he eats a mouthful of peanut butter and start rapping with mumbo rap with a peanut butter locked his jaw up, and his hair starts growing, man. This is funny commercial. Y'all need to check that out.
There's a lot of that going on with the commercials. I mean, it's 3D reality. The stock market stipulates, remember we said that about the Google glasses, the glasses that go on you, they're going to be a very instrumental in the future because, again, they're going to create a people who going to, can go to these events. They're gonna make it where you can go to the event through virtual reality, and that's something that's on the getting ready to come out as well. These are things that, again, I don't know how y'all money game is, but I put today money, whatever your money game is a defense in the time of COVID. Now I got to put this on for all y'all. This is what we've been waiting on right here because I want to hear. See, we all been saying a lot of things and it's been hidden, but we got to put some facts to everything. You know that. Gotcha. Just to make sure everybody. on this program, though. We don't have people just saying bizarre things. And you say, well, what he talking about? If we talking about cloning, cloning real. If we talk about somebody doing this, it's real. It's not like we make it up. You have to take the love of looking up stuff like these people on this line, this connection. They do. And that's why we do. For those of you first-time callers, it's a lot of you listening, I know, but we got to let you know this is real. Your body is your temple. That's what you say in church, don't you? And you women who scared about giving up, this a temple. Well, yeah, it sure is. But what temple is it? It's a lot of temples. Temple of Isis. You know, which one is your temple is what we want to hear from today. And you women out there listening, I want y'all to know something. Now, you heard what the president, the former president said. He said, if y'all get power, he said, men, you pretty much finished. Did he not say that? That's from Gerald Ford. Now, why? And he said, something violent got to happen to the president. Something violent got to happen. He got to go. So Joe Biden's actually could be labeled for death for all the crimes he untreasonably did. So they might do that as a sacrifice. Bring on Kamala Harris. And who's her husband? Who's her husband? Is the cause.
Is it Dakota Lillard?
Yeah. That one, she been convening all the witches. She don't have covenant meetings. They all
was it the cult of Lilith?
Yeah. All dressed in white. Yeah, I know y'all, a lot of y'all think that she, only thing she did was have these secret meetings. Now she going to Vietnam. Now this is a woman who told a lot right here. I want y'all to listen carefully. This right here says everything. The COVID ties in, only take 3 minutes, and we take almost 4 hours, but it's put together in 3 minutes right here.
COVID-19 is helping provide the air cover for the fact that many of the promises that have been made are not going to be kept.
When you talk about money being moved or hidden or, you know, using the virus sort of as a cover-up, exactly how much money are we talking about is sort of missing from what we expect. Like those of us that have retirement plans,
right,
what we believe our nation is worth and what's sitting inside of the governing banks that you talk about, how much is currently missing when you're talking about that?
So the federal government has refused since 1998, fiscal 1998, to produce audited financial statements as required by law.
Okay.
So imagine if you refuse to give the government a report about how much money you made last year
right.
to the IRS. So the federal government has refused to produce audited financial statements. But we know from the financial statements that they have produced that there's over 21 trillion of undocumentable adjustments by 2015. Professor Dr. Mark Skidmore did a survey in 2017 and published his results. And at the two agencies that have been missing money, we have very significant issues. Now, what's happened is pressure was put on the federal government to finally produce those audited financial statements. And in 2018, they adopted a policy called Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board Statement 56, FASB 56, which takes the position that they can keep secret books. And what that now means is the federal government, well, if you and I were to look at the financial statements, we have no idea what they mean because they have decided as a matter of policy, a secret group of people by a secret process can take whatever portion of the financial statements they want private. Now, I would describe that as a coup d'etat, but here's what you need to understand. The Western democracies in the United States have been run with a two-pronged financial system. On one side, you have private banks with the central bank, the Federal Reserve, who are managing monetary policy. On the other side of the house, you have an electorate voting for representatives who manage the tax flow and the credits that relate to that, so the treasury market. So you have this balance of power between the people and the bankers. And now what is happening under the guise of COVID-19 is the bankers have decided they no longer want to share power with the electorate or the people's representatives. And whether through FASB 56 or levering the governments up so they're deeply in debt and dependent on the central banks have decided essentially to take over. And the ultimate sort of completion of this will be when they introduce digital currencies controlled and operated by the central bank. Why is that important? Because they won't be currencies, Dell. They will be a financial control system. To implement that system, they need the vaccine passports. And the goal of the vaccine passports has nothing to do with health. They have to do with implementing a new digital financial transaction system, which is, in essence, complete control. So I call it a slavery system. Dr. Naomi Wolf said, vaccine passports are the end of human liberty in the West, and she's absolutely right.
Now, there you go. In 3 minutes and 25, pretty much.
Klaus Schwab, The Great Reset. Yeah. Get that book. It's in there.
Her credentials is high level. Her name is Catherine. Catherine Austin Fitz. A litany of information about this. She was in the game. She jumped out the game, in the game, about the game, so she knows the game. So she pretty much said, all this is about a financial system. Now, where'd you hear that first? From Alan Russo, when the Rothschilds told him he was a banking cartel family, that we just want a microchip. What do you care? What do you care about these people? You know, think about that one. And to understand, for somebody to say that, and now the system is in play. Got to ask yourself, how to derail this one. Let me hear from all of you across the 10 regions. How are you going to derail this locally? I want to hear, how are you going to derail locally before you even talk about the world? How locally can, let me go down the line. All you want to jump in this one. 1-877.
Well,
jump in. I heard Well. Go ahead, Well.
Well, you know, like the brothers, like a previous brother that came on, that, you know, we probably jumped on his back or whatever. You know, he said, let it destroy itself, destruction. You understand? But what I'm saying too is that, you know, we letting it take it, and other people have said we letting it take a hold to the point that we have to we could create our own monetary system if we had the gall or the gumption to create our own monetary system instead of falling in line, lockstep, you know. We placed our trust on the fiat. I think I sent you something this morning saying how now everybody is frowning on the fiat, and it's no longer they don't like fiat. So we're heading to that point where, hey, it's now or never. We're gonna let it destroy itself, or let Babylon fall where it must, or whatever. But it's heading that way, you know. Let it destroy it. Let it destroy itself.
Okay, so
or create your own financial.
So when they destroy this thing, let me go down the line now. Let's go down the line with this, because you and my region four. I got couple region fours there. Region four, all you region four. I mean, Florida, Georgia, Alabama. If you on the line from those states, let me ask y'all. If your state, we got Florida. See, somebody making noise. See, we got Florida. And Florida is on a heavy siege. This region in Florida, then you got Atlanta, Georgia. And you got these cities. Now, have y'all seen it that some of these governors are going to allow for the Afghan people to come right on in? What deal did they make? And then to give them the money. That this is all about taxes. See, this is what they want to do, taxation without representation. This is how simple this is. How do you get taxation without representation in the digital world? You got to have control of the currency and over their digital. So if you can cut them off and snatch their money at any time you want, ain't no more asking about coming to subpoena. We just going to take it from you immediately. This is what this digital world is about, taking your money quick. With them knowing every dime you have. Now, how many of you on the line really want this? Down the line, what region four, y'all know that I said Georgia, Florida, Alabama. Y'all think y'all really want that? Your answer, y'all want them to actually know everything and be able to snatch your money at any time. Do y'all want that?
No,
No.
Absolutely
not.
And see, this was the point with the brother who always talk about Bitcoin, and this what Bitcoin assumption is. But the real battle of the thing is that those certain bankers are not going to let it happen because Bitcoin was established to take out the middleman. But what he always say, it's going to be a battle because now the IRS or whoever, the private bankers, they want to get their hands in the fold, and that's why they're implementing Fedcoin. And the brother even said, he's probably still on, and Fedcoin want to get their hand in on the plate. And
well, she said, and many of you said, on this line that y'all knew, and y'all, I know Brother Vonsky though, that we said that when the federal government make their own digital money, that would be the uh-oh sign. We did shows in the beginning, the first 2 to 3 years about Fedcoin. When I was messing with the Bitcoin people. And Fedcoin was not a reality as of yet, but it is a reality now because China has its own coins. Now, these currencies that they're creating with the actual shot makes you cryptocurrency.
It connects the dots, yes. It definitely connects the dots because of the fact that if they're tracking you through the vaccine, if they're trying to say no money, you know, you go to these stores now and they're saying no money and they're in the registry. That means that they're trying to get away from having monetary money. They got to raise the gold standards. That's why we have to understand that if we continue to be acceptable to this vaccine, that is the way they're going to start, their new world where they're tracking every move that we make.
Hold on. Let me ask y'all this question. Because what group now is only group I know, because I have dabbled with real estate, only group that I know that comes to you with a cash offer is what group, y'all?
The agents.
Huh? Say it again.
The Arabs and
the
Arabs.
Hey,
Drybone, let me jump in a little bit. Let me let you know what's going with your talk with those apps. Go ahead, Kwame.
Right. But what I'm saying is that all of this is doing because all of the currency has on it, I know since 1957 they put it on the greenback, in God we trust. They're removing the God because they control the gold, the oil, and the drugs.
Yeah.
They're creating a way in which you have no representation of that symbolism because everything is going to be digital.
Right.
They can't put in God like you see on a dollar and turn it over and say every coin has in God we trust. They're taking that away from us.
Yeah, but they went to the crypt.
Right, but
now the crypt side, because this would be a lot of y'all who knows to read, y'all know it was a book called from Superman to Man. Superman to Man. I think it was
A.J. Rogers.
Yeah, A.J. Rogers. We read that book. See, Superman was great, but he had a kryptonite. And then the fact that we don't know we're being turned into crypto, which means you are no longer Superman.
Hey, not to cut y'all off, but the new Superman that's on CW show, they had a spaceship that crashed, man. Superman landed. They gets to walk out the spaceship, y'all.
Who?
A black woman with red afro puffs. Came out of the spaceship, man.
That's a funkadelic, man. That's a funkadelic album. That's Cosmic Slop. That's funkadelic shit. There we go. I love it.
So, guys, so basically.
Go ahead. Let me hear what you guys say.
So, basically, according to the lady Catherine, what was her last name? How do you spell her last name?
Her name is Catherine Fitz.
Fitz. Okay, so she was basically saying that there was a war going on with the federal government and the private entities against this crypto money.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, she said that there's a lot of wars going on. And think about it. It's an electronic war, everybody. It's not even a regular war that we all become symbolically accustomed to. Then why it won't even be a siege the way y'all think the Civil War going to be? I'm going to bring it into AI now. They're really going to have to do a lot. I want y'all to know that. So y'all won't be deceived that you think the weapons that you think we got in our minds now, they beyond that one now. Well, they showing you slowly that we can make a COVID back a COVID event, make it
a bio war. That was a bio war.
Australia, we're gonna lock down Australia, Paris, Britain, everything but the Netherlands. Isn't that strange? The Netherlands don't have no.
Their own people. Their own people.
Yeah, that's right. They drop on.
Could I break down a Bitcoin one time, this brother Vaughn?
Yeah, go ahead.
Family, the Bitcoin was put into place to counteract fiat currencies. Yes, it was. But like I was explaining to my brother a couple of weeks ago, any type of trading platform, whether it be any type of digital where you put in, you go and look at your account, oh, you go at Bank of America, you got such and such digital dollars. Okay, I get it. But what I'm trying to explain, the Bitcoin is made to get in and get out. Now, the Bitcoin I really have not been able to research thoroughly and put my thing on. But all these other cryptos, Ethereum, these are the bankers trying to get in and trying to disguise themselves as Bitcoin currency. And they're trying to get the dollars and turn the dollars into tangible wealth is what they're doing
okay.
Because they realize that the dollar only has so much time left.
That makes sense. Hold on. Let's go back. I support Bitcoin
on a short-term level, on a short-term trading level. But Bitcoin is not developed or made to stay in for long period longevity.
I agree from what we've seen from people, friends, and people who I know have successfully did some things with it. It is one of those jump in, jump out, try to get all you can, jump in. Now, once you establish this, it's an offshore account. But y'all say offshore. Now, let me ask y'all. See, some of us could be old school in thinking that gold and silver, which would be bad. Now, when you think about it, you say, oh, man, maybe that gold and silver shit ain't nothing. But did you know that somebody was leaving their country, took all their gold with them? Just look up all the people who left their
country.
Let me play devil's advocate. What happens with this Bitcoin and cryptocurrency if someone creates a virus that attacks it?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah,
wiped
I believe
out.
That the crypto is the
out.
Crypto is really set up to track us. I don't think it's really. I mean, most people think that it's just for new currency, getting rid of gold standards. But if crypto was to succeed, that would be the conclusion of the article that he wrote earlier, Dry Bones, where they were trying to create a socialism 3 environment. So if you have the crypto money, there's no they have won. They've won. And they sold it on to you
right
guys
now,
financially.
Right, hold on. The reason why I say there's a war
because we're fighting
the
virus right now, aren't we? We're fighting the virus.
And that's a bio crypto bio war too, because it was made in Wuhan. The virus is not as vile as serious as it is, but that's a crypto. It was not manifested in nature. That's crypto.
Okay, hold on. Let me hear.
But what I'm saying is, man made Bitcoin. If he creates a virus that attacks it, just like man created this virus that is attacking the human.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's created this with bio warfare. Why can't they do what we call, hacking? They can hack into if man creates technology,
man can attack his own technology.
No,
they've done it. They done will do it.
Hey, Brother Kwame,
they've done it.
That's exactly why I say that the bankers are behind the Bitcoin too. They're just disguising themselves as this alternative economic solution.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, they
got their claws in that, too. You best believe that.
I just told y'all.
Hey, dry bones.
Hold on. Let me ask one question. One question to Brother Vaughn. Brother Vaughn, did you see the name of the banker? The Christopher Story, 1962. I'm coming out the world. The name, he worked at S. Japhet & Company. Now, Japhet is a key word for him to be working as a bank. I'm trying to tell y'all, this ain't by accident, everybody. This is not. This is well designed and well put together.
Right.
And Japhet, what's the curse against Japhet and his family? I mean, who names himself this without knowing what it is? You got to know what that. Japhet.
Okay. Biden is a Catholic, the president. He's the second Catholic president. Pope Francis just made Pope John the 23rd a saint, who was in 1962 was the starting of the Second Vatican. This is what we're in now, the Second Vatican.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Jesuit. Now part of this thing, I got
the Pope and the Church of Rome, bro. They got more gold and silver and all types of jewels.
It would just blow your mind.
That's why they made the
movie.
Anybody in the deep,
you mentioned this, and I want y'all to mention this. Y'all mentioned a lot of groups, but when I say Afghan is the Ottoman Turks. Ottoman Turks is what they were, Fezzes. They're part of a scheme. If this scheme is designed to make us believe that the Islam is this and Islam is that, but yet we all amalgamating into the same thing. Because if you wear a burqa, what's the difference of wearing a mask? Ain't the mask a burqa?
But right now, Dry Bones in Washington D.C. at the African Art Museum is Mana Musa's exhibit. With all of his artifacts, gold pieces that came from Mana Musa, one of the richest men in the world.
Richest man in the world. Through what means? Through what means did his riches come? Let me hear this. From his riches came through what means? Philanthropy, subjugation. How did it happen?
All of the above. But what we're saying is how did all the people get gold?
Let's get some questions from everybody. If somebody told you to hoard gold and he black and it's the same concept being done today, something ain't right with the conversation. Cole, you telling me I already knew Mana Musa's brother. See, Mana Musa's brother came over here. That's the story. His brother came over and never returned. So they knew Mana Musa knew that it was already something over here, and of course, that's the story as we can go on. But let me ask y'all, Mana Musa black, right, everybody? He supposed to be melanated. Ain't he melanated? Yes or no?
Anderson Park and Dr. Dre did a song about him a few years ago.
Okay.
So what that tell you?
Mana Musa talks about to be the richest man compared on the earth with his... Now, it says subjugation. I've got the whole manifesto of all these people. So just in case y'all think we don't know the facts. He was a conqueror. He was very treacherous. Women at that time, let's talk, everybody. Let's talk. They were sacred prostitutes. So you're going to tell me now that sacred prostitution ain't start with black folks, right? Because you now should be ready to say, oh, shit. So if
sex sales, no matter what color you are.
Hold on. If this sex sales concept come from black folks, it makes sense to keep them still in the media doing it. Wouldn't it make sense? I would think it makes sense. Now, I already heard your conversation. I already heard your conversation about blacks. Blacks are still emanating the energy. Just that they ain't thinking the way you think. Remember that movie Get Out? Remember the movie Get Out? This movie Get Out was very deep. It didn't say that the world was behind this, because they all came from around the world to get what? Organs. Now, y'all mentioned organs and all this shit. I don't think we even want to eat organs today, because remember, chicken gizzards, all that shit used to be eaten too. A lot of organs, livers, was eaten back in the day by our own people through liver and grits and gravy and all that shit. Now, y'all aren't going away from that. And they said today we were more healthier than right now. That's strange. And this is the
Hey, city. Can I talk about the Vax Pass here for a minute in the city, in Chicago?
Go ahead. Jump in, please. Jump.
Now, I'm surprised at this shit, too. Now,
when they went ahead a few weeks ago, whatever, started mandating the mask again in the vax pass with a lot of the restaurants here, a lot of people, even the restaurant owners, are actually fighting back against it because they're saying now that ain't nobody coming to their restaurants now.
Right, right, right. And that's not
know,
saying.
That's we so here, it looks like it's not working.
People, right.
That's called an economic hit.
We're going to end up doing
brother Dale, can I ask a question?
Every bone is lying going to end up having to take every bone is lying. Only when we playing this stuff now to show that there are people fighting. Brother Kwame sent me a bunch. Brother Tariq, y'all sent me a bunch of stuff on the laws, and it's a lot of people. You got to be prepared to go to court, everybody. Y'all say y'all believe in the Maya. The Maya is the court system. It got the two scales. It showed you that for sure.
Yes, sir.
And so if you don't have, you know, if you're going to go into this battle, you got to get ready because you think it's if it's unconstitutional for you to believe what you just told me, all y'all just told me, y'all didn't want them in y'all business. So now they enter your medical records, which is the Caduceus card. Thank you, Dr. Delbert Blair. I mean, so no, if you looked up that card right there, you should be nervous. Because these are the DNA manipulators. They can manipulate DNA. I mean, actually do it.
Brother,
we can talk about it. All we're doing is Freemasonry today is we speculate. But those in the operative stage of doing things means they actually participate in the process of cutting the DNA, using the instruments it takes to see the DNA. These are operational mastery. We are speculatives. So we speculating, but we get the right facts through these people who come to us and tell us the truth. And that's why y'all should be scared because the medical profession is at war with itself. They know they have done wrong. They have done wrong. And
brother
take
Derek,
the nurse.
Can I ask a question?
Take the nurse. Take
yes,
the
sir.
Nurse.
Yeah, the question I got is, okay, with this pass,
going
that they
the
doing it.
Hold on.
Come on,
let
y'all making too much
damn door, yourself, man. Man.
See?
Y'all got bills. Black folks, you got to love y'all. You totally laugh.
Wow, that's a lot of noise.
That's a lot of
noise. Who's that, bro? Who is that?
I don't even
walk in back
gone.
And forth.
I took it out. It's gone. I don't even want to name the person. I even go there.
Who is that?
No, keep it going. Keep it going. Let's keep this because the vibe
anyway,
is there.
Derek, I was trying to find out on the pass, is this the card pass or a card or this is on your phone?
It's both of them.
Both of them. Okay. Because
yeah.
That's what I'm looking at. They tracking, they will be able to, the algorithm will be able to give count. With the card, they just, because people are selling cards. So
right.
The thing that they're doing is that they knowing that people are making the cards and they're doing that. They want everybody in the phone. And this is what
right.
We got to be fighting against because that is not an ID because your phone is not an ID.
How's your day?
Very well. How's
good.
Yours?
It's great.
Good. I'm very glad.
Listen.
What's up?
I'm with you guys.
Hey.
That's my
great.
That's my AC. What's her last? What's her
name?
Mama. Where's
she
at? Where I put her?
She got muted.
I'm trying to find her. Oh, my God. Where is she?
It's the Arizona area code. Might be 480-623-602.
That's it. I think it's gone.
Okay.
Okay. We got it.
Hey, Kwame, because here's the thing, though, like right what's going on with the restaurants here, some of the owners have said they rather deal, and this sounds stupid as hell, but this is what I've been reading. They rather deal with the actual mask mandates because at least they said, well, they can come into the restaurants and they can pull them down to eat whatever. And they're saying that it's kind of a little bit easier for the employees, if they have any employees, to enforce the mask as opposed to the vaccine pass and the vaccine cards because if they come in there asking for the cards or the pass on your phone, they're not going to go in the restaurant at all.
Now, ask you that question.
So this
That's
is what they're dealing with here now.
Now, what kind of people are we?
Or they go over to Indiana. They ain't got to be bothered with none of that bullshit.
Right.
Now, a lot of people
right,
doing
look,
that now.
But huh? Look what
hey,
type of people
would
be coming.
To do, man.
Look what type of people would be coming. The people that you are actually running from is taking that stance about this vaccine. They have made in their mind that they feel to be normal again. This is the slogan, everybody. That's Witchcraft 101. To be normal again. Who ever heard of some shit like that? To be normal.
Right.
Again.
And like,
we
what
ain't
is
never
normal?
Been able to travel. I want to be able to travel.
I want to be able to travel. That's not. Now, I heard this. Now.
But you still wearing a mask on the airplane. That ain't normal.
No, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be truthful. I've flown, and you are not getting on the plane because right now they have had people do that. It's been a lot of experiments going on. They've been having people on the plane go berserk. Y'all seen this. If y'all been flying, you know you have seen people who just be – you just have to say, you know, so what, I'm trying to get to my destination. Screw these crates. If you ever been on a plane recently –
Who's that got duct taped to the seat on the airplane a couple
that's
weeks
right.
ago?
Got duct tape. I seen that. I don't forgot the person, but duct tape – had to duct tape a person. And guess what? They got away with the dude who did was a black dude. He duct taped the person. He said he had
wow.
He duct taped him. It was a big, I mean, he was a big-ass airline student. That's all I could say. I was like, dude, big as hell. For him to subdue a dude and tie some rope around, so what they're going to do, everybody, if you fly, this is going to happen. If you do fly, I don't know if you're doing that, but they're going to start putting on agents on there because they're going to fine people now big amounts of money if you act up on it because it's an airline.
They federalized. Hey, back in the day, they had air marshals, federal air marshals riding undercover, man. I don't know why they stopped
right.
that.
Right, right,
right. They sure had it. I think they wanted the chaos. My opinion, and with facts should back it up, is they want chaos. Chaos out of order is good. So if you take off what
defund the police.
Yes, defund the police. Now, I'm going to ask y'all something. Now, as y'all got to be rash. Remember I said that this cult, the cult that we named, y'all better look it up, Ordos Novi Templi. Means the order of the new temple. Y'all better look it up. That's all I can tell you. The book is unbelievable. If you can get some of it, you better get it because it's like, wow. And it ain't dealing with just black and white because they pay homages to the black gods in these books because Hinduism is the swastika. It ain't no Nazi shit. It's the swastika. It's 90 degrees. It makes 360. Y'all think it's some evil sign. Some of y'all, I hope y'all don't think it's evil. But to some people, it's evil. Some people think it's evil.
No, and you're right, bro. You're right, bro.
They did that witchcraft on it.
So that's like the vaccinated and unvaccinated. What they have done, they have heightened up the initiation. If you don't ever been initiated, nothing, I don't even know how to explain it to you then. If you've mm-hmm. been, it's initiation. Everything you do, even in football, army, all kind of shit, masonry, everything.
Right. Hey, drop the ball. Kwame said, unmute. Kwame said, you muted him. Unmute him.
I'm sorry. We're here. I was looking for everybody on that one. Hold on. What you want? 747? Okay. I'm thinking that's him.
Thank you.
There you go. Now, unfortunately, I was hitting buzzer when I was trying to find that the other one. I ain't going to tell you who it is, though, but we'll talk later. Anyway.
Drive on. Am I unmuted?
Yeah. Huh?
Can you hear me?
Somebody was. I can hear you. You ain't muted. So you ain't. If I can hear you, you
okay.
ain't muted. Now, how it's working is, y'all can ask the question. That to me, what's going on in a lot of ways is we not actually holding a lot of people accountable that we give all this accountability. So if they go into these orders where the vaccination might be told to some people, and they might believe it as a new way of utopia in their mind. This is great to them. So you got to look at it both ways sometimes. To some people, this is great. I ain't got to worry about nothing. I just hit a button. Some shit fly on me with food. Bring it down to me. I ain't got to leave shit. I can bring in a robot. Fuck her occasionally. The wife somewhere else. You know, they got this shit locked down. Now, you going to tell me.
No facts, though.
Yeah, you trying to tell me now this ain't appealing to some people. Now, I don't know everybody's psyche, but I could tell you. If somebody was to come to y'all right now and say, you know what, Brother Kwame, I'm going to give you an institute of Brother Kwame. And you'll be able to tell everything you know, and we'll give you all land that you can use. That you'll tell how you grow all this, and we'll send you to this and that. All we need you to do, though, is like, just take the vaccination and we give you 3D imagery.
Hey,
and you can you can pop right in your head what you thinking. So every time you talk,
hey, drop on.
Think about it. I'm actually because
everybody on this line. Everybody on this line.
Do it?
Hey, drop on. Let me ask you a question. Let me add on to what you just said. Everybody on the line, if they say they'll give you $1 million or $2 million to take that jab, what would you do?
That's right.
No.
Shit, they're already doing it. It's called a vaccine lottery. They're doing it in a lot of states.
That's right.
Paying college tuition.
I'm just trying to show y'all the rationale. Okay.
Remember, universal universal income is
what they're offering people. You take
right.
this, we'll give you universal income. You don't have to be able to go out and do anything. We're going to make you a zombie. That's what they're telling us.
Right.
Is that
right.
you're no longer, you're a useless
yes.
leader. So what we're doing is we're going to pay
right.
you to stay in place.
Shoot. That's right. I tell you right now, you hit it on the nose.
You have been
zombie,
neutralized.
A zombie is right. Now, I'm going to ask y'all a question because, again, I don't know nobody's finances on here. But all I'm going to say is today's program is called Money. It's a defense at a time of COVID. Now, wherever you at, you best understand there's no real escape. At all, if you don't, if you're gonna participate regardless, they come if they feel you got. If you let this get to a level where they feel you got something, you know what they're gonna do? They're gonna create a chaotic situation, just like you don't see what's going on in Texas and Arizona parts. See, y'all don't really look like to have people float up on the shore. Pretty soon you'll be seeing Haitians floating up. How are they going to be handled, y'all?
Yeah, they did that back in the day when the Haitian boat people were coming there to Florida. They watched,
I watched
it on the news.
I seen boats
watching up on the shore.
I seen it all day long on both
Cubans
sides.
They let the Cubans stay and sent the Haitian back.
Yes, right. Back at that time, sure did. Now, I used to be around with Ray. I went to a lot of rallies, but when the people... Now, here's where it gets crazy, y'all. See, this is what you got to understand. It's okay to be wanting to rally and shit, but when the people ain't actually seeing shit the way you seeing, and you analyze
this
by hand, I could write a book on all these groups. You analyze, you say, wait a minute. They don't even believe in horror. They act like it was unbelievable. That can't happen. And here's the island where you think should know this by now. And you would think this.
But what did they do to China?
No,
7.9 earthquake.
That's my point. But right, they doing a lot of earthquakes. But my point is, you had to argue with people back then on simple shit. They said, "Well, wait a minute, harp."
Those
are
people who call us conspiracy theorists.
Right now,
and then
that,
some of them in your own house.
Right, you got them in the technology now, and it's the technology.
And that's
so
the
now
herd.
You feel vindicated.
That's the herd.
Y'all bones, y'all should feel like
that's the
more
herd.
Connection. More connection. Right mm-hmm. now, y'all see that. Now, what about you helping these people? You're going out there, you're friends with all of them, you have a good time. We have this. When it comes to politics, it's a different ballgame. French is a lot of power there. People don't want to believe that, but it's true. It's very true. So here's the problem. If they don't see that history the way you see it in America, not the United States, in America, then it's going to be hard to get them to see what you're talking about when you don't see it as the land of opportunity as they do. Because whatever happens, you could talk about it the way you want. Guess where they want to run to? If they do a survey, okay, you all fucked up. Where do you want to go? Y'all tell me where they're going to pick.
Well, just like the Afghanistan fiasco. Guess where they're coming? They're coming here. Virginia, Maryland.
Buffalo. He already put the sign up about we are all humanity.
Everybody think for a minute.
They're coming to Buffalo.
Think about it for a minute. Just think about this. Everybody across the 10 regions. You are asking about people who are being devastated, regardless of war, whatever's that. The question I ask y'all, what country? Out of all the countries in the world.
Coming to America.
So, something should click in your head that this is not by act. This is not by act. This is well. Or, it's not by act. This is well.
It's planned.
Listen, now, they're recycling old photos of Afghanistan war with Taliban and old military photos of U.S.
holding babies and all this shit. I said, yo, this is old photos with masses of Afghanistan people in the planes. They recycling. People were starting to bust them out. I mean, this is all part of the plan. I mean, mind control is a motherfucker,
now,
man.
Let's go there.
I mean,
okay,
gosh.
Let's go with Jack Bauer, like my man said. Let's take it up a notch. I got a lot of lines open. Y'all want to jump in? We got to 1 o'clock before he turns up. But I got to play this one thing. This is for all y'all out there, all y'all listening. And people, and I noticed, if y'all got to look at the dichotomy, every commercial from sports, you name it, shows interracial couples. Does it not?
Yes.
Right. Yes, sir. That's swirling.
So,
even new
right.
basketball
now,
players now is all mixed up. It's
you got
every
you
new basketball player now.
Yeah, basketball. Everybody, yo, I'm just asking y'all questions. Let me get a quick talk before we go to the top of the hour. I got to play this. So we got everybody for the first time seeing men on BET actually physically kissing now. No problem at all on the have and the have-nots. No problem. So. Let's look at this going on now. And I'm going to ask y'all, quote, y'all got nieces and nephews and shit, I'm sure. You know that if Brother Polite, who was actually revered, which is I'm going to show you the psychology of this conscious community. Psychologically, they were revering these individuals. I've seen it before. I've been in it. I'm a participant of this type of belief. And if you start to degrade the youngest of your groups for sexual activity only, you will define yourself as pimping. That's what it is. And then you're going to have a real good woman, and she will be what? The same thing I told you before, the sacred prostitute. See how that all grows back to the ancient times. See, it's nothing new under the sun. That's why it's called the Helios. We're about to show you what is not new. It's called money. Brother Kwame, what's the word for money again, please, before I play the state? What's the word for money?
My own natural energy yields.
I think y'all should look each
and
word.
And the
up.
Number is 11.
Look up
right,
each
but
word.
What
y'all
want
to really study what y'all hear on here? Write down what we say and start looking up the keynotes. Right there is a keynote to start that from. That is your yield. That's why they say, how much yield is your money? When you start market,
right.
What's the yield? Yeah,
John Rudolph Price wrote a book called Abundance, and that's where I got it from. It's
that's
in the
right.
book.
That's
and
a good
what,
book.
It's a motivating saying that when you understand that you are money, that your own natural energy will yield you, then you have the power to create whatever it is that you want.
Now,
you know.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Now, I got no choice to agree to the fact, but that's always a counteractive. Now, he just said that you have the right to take control of all that you yield, all that you make. Sound like taxation without representation. When you think about it, it's like a revolutionary kind. All that I do should be for me, myself. And if I share it amongst my friends and family, that's on my choice. That's pretty much what they're saying. Sounds like a constitution. Now, what if somebody else who, another entity above that which is in you, you may have created a variant yourself. You know, so you really don't realize that we might have created these variants. Because viruses does have a historical database. And what are some
Marvel creating variants too?
Yeah, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Loki.
Let's go with that. Now what if that other cynical force that was a deviant decided to take your energy yourself? Guess what they're gonna call it? This is why I say the Chinese. I was told this by a lot of people when they come on that they wanna talk, they always say, we never watch what the dragon.
This chilling image is just a glimpse into the human rights abuses happening in China right now. That picture is from a recent Human Rights Watch report claiming that over 1 million ethnic Uyghurs are being held in what's being called a massive internment camp shrouded in secrecy. The Uyghurs, they're a Muslim minority in China living in the northern province of Xinjiang. The camps, which you can see being built here via these satellite shots, are reportedly re-education centers, although Chinese officials insist they are vocational education and employment training centers. But the camps are just the beginning. Chinese authorities are using an unprecedented system of digital surveillance to monitor every aspect of the lives of the almost 10 million Chinese Uyghurs. This includes a network of 20 million cameras, apps that can scan every smartphone searching for religious religious material. So basically, it's a digital big brother to monitor every aspect of the Uyghurs' lives. And it's not just the Uyghurs. China is using technology to monitor all of its people, harnessing the state's surveillance arsenal in a new program called Social Credit. China is home to 1.3 billion people, and their president, Xi Jinping, says the country's new social credit system keeps its people safe and makes their lives easier. Xi has ordered cameras plastered across China, leaving no dark corners, and plans to monitor every move by every citizen. He's introduced a nationwide program which scores everyone based on their purchases, lifestyle choices, and habits. It's like adding your Facebook data to your credit score, only with far more serious consequences. Check out this report on how it works by the Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
那一个人如果信用不好，我们实现的一个目标就是让守信者通行天下，让失信者寸步难行。
The system uses facial recognition software to constantly scan and record China's 200 million closed-circuit cameras, all connected on a single grid. Then it pairs this information to your online habits, from what you buy, to the sites you visit, even what you say on social media. All of this information is then wrapped together into your new social credit score. Do something the Communist Party approves of, like buying Chinese products or commit a heroic act, and your score goes up. But do something the party frowns upon, like jaywalking, not paying your mortgage on time, or being politically outspoken, and your score will drop.
When Liu Hu recently tried to book a flight, he was told he was banned from flying because he's on the list of untrustworthy people. Liu was a journalist who was ordered by a court to apologize for a series of tweets he wrote and was then told his apology was insincere.
Overnight, Liu went from investigative journalist to digital dissident. He can't book flights or
Now, I'm going to leave it right there because I think 3 minutes of that is enough to see this big picture here.
Experian, TransUnion.
Hey, all I got to say is, this shit must be good, because to me, all them Chinamen look alike, man. I don't know how they fucking doing that, but all them look alike to me, man. They good.
Hey, I'm going to say this. I told somebody, because we had a little debate down here about that. We have a good time, so I try to keep it light. I told the Chinese people, you have nothing to worry about. And the dude said, why? Don't you see us every Friday and Saturday night? Chinese restaurant.
Hey, what Richard Price say? How they name them? They throw some silverware up in the air and the sound they make, ding dong ding, that they name when the baby born. They throw some silverware up in the air and whatever sound they make, that they name.
Hold on, I want to say that we may be sounding a little police, but this is a culture, again, culture the dragon family. I don't care how y'all think about it. Bruce Lee, we love everybody. We are, I don't know how many Chinese
into the dragon.
I've seen so many movies. I used to love watching Hanging, Drunken Dragon, all that shit. And so I'm saying to y'all is we grew up idolizing the China. I'm going to tell you how I know we idolize China, because all your cartoons from Prince Planet, you name it, Ultraman, you name it, was made by anime Chinese and Japanese.
Godzilla.
The Green Hornet and Kato.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did watch all them anime cartoons, because all that stuff is coming up high.
Right. It's all coming to fruition. Hold on. I mean,
the Last Dragon with Abalonia.
Yes, The Last Dragon. I'm trying to tell y'all, this ain't by accident. This ain't by accident, though. Ain't by accident. And
but
tell
this
me,
is also, 2021 is the 100th year of the Communist Party, because this is when it came into being in 1921. And this is their projection that they're going to be the AI superior. Of like you have white supremacy, they're going to be the AI supremacy of the planet, because just what you just played, that clip, is what they're looking at doing around the planet.
Now, I'm going to say this to all my island people. I love y'all. Y'all know that. We love each other. I just mentioned Jamaica. I had to put Jamaica out there because there's certain places in the island do not get touched. That is the DR, and we won't name why. And, of course, you never hear nothing about what we just said. That you really don't hear anything about Jamaica ever being really ravished. They have some landslides, sometimes some earthquakes may hit, but they have not been under attack because they British. And I'm just have to be real about the facts. The British Empire controls a lot of that areas that we think they don't control, yet they still control. So we see these type of things. We see these things happening, not realizing that, yeah, I love Jamaican food, but under it all, and then women, music, everything, it still has a cultural, colonial, British thinking process. And because of that, guess what happened, y'all? Because of that thinking and that connection with the dragon, because if you watch the movie with Enter the Dragon, it was the British intelligence that was trying to get them to work with Bruce Lee and them.
Hey, Dry Bones. Now, going back, it's funny. You mentioned that because now the Disney Channel is showing a new series now called Marvel called What If, and they're dealing with alternate realities and stuff like that after the timeline was broken with the Loki show. The first episode, they redid Captain America in an alternative universe and kept this Captain America was a white female named Captain Carter, and she wore the British uniform and the shield had a British flag on it too. The first
right.
Avenger.
The British is a part of. Now the British gave Jamaica up to the Chinese long time ago.
Wow.
Long time ago.
And what about everything that's being mandated is all on the Europeans, and they're white, and they're in cahoot with China too. Australia,
good
British.
Good point.
They all surrender. They don't have no guns. They don't. They are pretty much. Almost a communist mirrored China over, and that's their own people.
Hey,
they're not black
that.
People. That's white people. They doing
hey,
this
drop
too.
On.
Let's answer that.
Let me tell y'all, man. Under the United Nations, all these countries working together. Okay,
right.
How they doing it? That's why they spread chemtrails all around the world. All these countries are signing that agreement with the UN for them to spread chemtrails. That's why your local state. And federal government not doing shit because all these
right.
countries are signing a treaty
right.
with the UN
right.
and spray this chemtrail around
right.
the world, man.
Yeah.
So they all
no
working
doubt.
Together, man.
Now that's why I'm so happy to have y'all on the line because remember, we was always told. I remember in the conscious diaspora of foolishness, it would say we had to go to the World Court of Settlement and all this shit. And you go, hey, that's in Switzerland. I ain't thinking about it back then. I'm thinking, okay. I'm saying, all right, well, maybe, because I see the Moors when I see the Crusaders. See, people don't know that shield would go right back to them. See, if you know what that really means, go to the pirates. And so if seeing
Friday
this.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Friday the 13th, Jacques Demoulin. Yeah, so we know that it has significant meaning here. So let's go with this because this is a program to add their cult. So if y'all about to leave the line, it may cut you off. The internet may cut you off. I have no power over the internet. And unfortunately, this is a beautiful medium on Medusa. I call it, this is a Medusa media. Media is Medusa. It can just hit all the frequencies. That's why the snake is the frequencies in Medusa's head, meaning the serpent Kundalini. And so this has already
that's
been
right.
told us in
right.
Sinbad. It's been told us in Sinbad. If y'all watch Sinbad and shit, you would know who the organized is. Now, let's keep it going. We're about to get deeper. We're about to get deep. I told you, it ain't over. We already said the white folks, all the nations, black folks, Chinese folks, everybody know we under subjugation of something. We're going to have to either break some rules. That means that all of us on here either going to have to usurp yourself. You better hear what I said, usurp yourself. The serpent, for those of you going to church before you go, came to Eve. Supposedly, and if it's DNA change, which really what it means, maha bone, bone marrow, that means I can manipulate what y'all DNA. So this is why blood transfusion and blood melanin. Remember they said they could take, they wanted to take it from the actual baby in the beginning. Remember they wanted to have stem cell. Well, they could just take the shit.
Right, but...
Yeah,
you know,
they do that with that umbilical cord and the doggone afterbirth. That's
right.
where they get the stem cells from.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, all that.
And the University of Pittsburgh just got busted out a couple of weeks ago for the stem cell experimentation with the babies.
Yeah.
Busted
yeah,
out. Nobody said nothing.
Nothing at all. Because it's too diabolical for the mind. See, that's what this is about.
That's why Planned Parenthood is specifically put in our community, because black women are using Planned Parenthood as birth control.
Right.
By aborting and they're going to the human bank and taking those aborted fetuses and all of the stem cells that's coming out of that, because you go back and look at Henrietta Lacks, they want to find that magic cell again.
Well, you figure they've been having permission for a long time with Henrietta Lacks. They probably found about 1,000 of them already, because think about it. Look how long ago that was. And then, you know, they just gave her recognition as of recently,
70
but
years
that was a long
ago,
time ago.
The year I was born.
She's just getting her just due, which is sad, because she's been a phenomenal. But think about, by the time her thing happened to now, man, they probably gonna mutate a bunch of kids around the earth.
But what
with the,
you
with the
you hit a key
they
point
got.
Because how does spirit work? The spirit of her got that white woman and haunted her until she went and got with that family and dug up everything that she had to do. That woman's spirit made that woman go find out and get the family the recognition that they needed for using herself.
Okay, now here's the key. Now, this is why I say how we got to look at white folks. If you just told me a white woman did this, whatever spirit got into her, whether it be good or evil or whatever we want to make it, it was enough for her to do the right thing. So if she did the right thing, then we got to quadruple her account, a compliment. That's why I tell people, we judging shit on half-truths, because everybody want to say...
But that's magic. That's the magic we're talking about.
We got
that power.
But the problem is, like, for instance, let's just take the Underground Railroad for a brief minute. Without the white folks, it wouldn't be no Underground Railroad. And it was a group effort amongst them to do this. Now, what they end game was... Okay, we still debating that, Mike. We have to figure that out, because it's still in debate as we speak. But the initiative is to say we don't want to keep people under subjugation. So then we got that group, just like Alan Russo is supposed to be Jewish, the one who made Coming to America, who said that. And he died afterwards, not too long after that movie was made, y'all. So this cat said, I don't want to enslave people. Well, the people who watch it, this is why I told you the Jesus story really is a hell of a story, because if you could watch people get slayed for telling you and warning you, then what you think your end game gonna be?
But that's the thing, though. All of us on the line don't want to be enslaved. But you got, once again, I said, we got people in our own family, neighbors, whatever, who want to be enslaved. That's duality and that energy that we're battling too. You know,
now,
it ain't gonna be everybody who wants to be free. That's
right.
Just the reality.
Now, that's in the movie.
Casualties
of war.
That's in the movie. Because think about it. In the movie, 12 Years a Slave.
Don't forget that.
12 Years a Slave. Y'all see the movie.
Okay.
The man who was educated, he said, how could we win with, we got a bunch of niggas. He knew the difference between himself and a nigga. That makes it clear that everybody did not take that definition to be likable back then. So you
but
figure,
what, you look at something. Yesterday was the 21st, the anniversary of 1831, the Nat Turner Rebellion. From the 21st to the 23rd, that's when they rebelled and did what they did in Virginia. That's the anniversary. This is called Black August. The things that went on. Emmett Till was killed in Mississippi, 1955. George Jackson was killed. All of these things, all of these incidents that pertain to our people happened in the month of August, even when you look at the whole alignment with the Lionsgate and what's going on with the Milky Way. You're talking about the
Leo.
That's why I say we need an overground railroad.
That's not by accident.
Right.
Okay, so y'all agree. Mostly everything y'all saying is y'all agreeing that these dates are significant to these events, which no doubt about it. Let's go with this next one then. Let's hear how y'all think on this one. If it goes along with these dates and we got black astronomers, we got black mathematicians at this time, we got people in the craft at this time, Somebody got to know the same thing we talking about. I mean, you know, we ain't the brightest. So if they knew,
you,
like CM Bay, let's take CM Bay. CM Bay in that time frame of telling a lot of stuff that most people don't want to hear to this day about how all this is made up to be astrology. Ain't no Solomon, ain't no Sheba, ain't none of these are star systems that they made from anthropomorphized. When you make a star system a human being, it's called anthropomorphic. So if you do that, these stories are really astrological stories. So some people don't even hold these people to be physically beings. So if you got this going on in the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s of people knowing this, where is the disconnect of this knowledge? So somebody sabotaged it. Where do you think the sabotage program came in?
With the invaders. What the Temple of Dendera, the astrological charting sitting in the
that's
museum
too far.
That was stolen.
That's too far because no, I don't want to, you know why I say don't go there? I'm talking about in our time frame where we at, because if we go to Dendera, you're going to leave out that black folks was there fighting and was trying to get it too. Cause you're
okay.
You're going to say white folks only did this. And white folks are not dominant in that era at that time. That's where the truth got to come to light. We can't keep saying that they stole something when Greek the Freak and the Greeks were black, the black Athena. It shows black people.
The Milwaukee Bucks.
But even going with 1619, you look at the sun cycle of the sun, which is the sun's maximum and the sun minimum. 1600 to 2000 is 400 years. We have been going through the sun cycles, and starting back with 1800 when this corona went into a maximum, that's when you got the influenza flu, and you charting the same incidents of that time of the sun's action has created what we're seeing. All of these different various viruses is created because man interfered with the energy that the sun was given to the planet by creating what? 5G, 4G, 3G, 2G, 1G, radio, television, radar, sonar, electricity. He changed the frequency.
Yep, mankind did that. Not mankind.
Let's go with the part that what y'all was saying earlier with this, because again, these groups that we all claim to be a part of do have these origins, and these are cult. That's why we do this program. Let's see how far the cult has so much to say in this. If these time frames are actually put together, I say for sure with facts, we know we had a program. Y'all was on there. So we know that's established. So let's go with if they have alternative energy, that means good and evil is coming through this portal at the same time. Then it's your body energy that gravitates to which one. Is that a premise? Because it's
right.
like a duality thing. It's a duality thing.
Right, man.
So
that's why I call it
your body, your brain, left, right, left hemisphere, right hemisphere, you know?
Yes, sir. Kwame
be giving all the astrological stuff. Remember, we just had a blue moon the other day.
Yes, sir. Well, I like to say this.
A blue moon the other day.
Positive.
That came from y'all.
No, we had to
look it up.
The Sturgeon moon. The blue moon is next month in September.
It was Jupiter. It was Jupiter, the moon, and Saturn was seen.
No, I was just going to say quickly, that's a key point y'all making the connection with, because every time we have a high moon, something going on in the atmosphere with the moons and everything, we always have these crazy-ass events and shit on here in the planet. All this shit is connected.
Right.
Right.
Let me break
it
down,
as above,
man,
so
on,
below.
But we gave
right
y'all the thing.
Within. Look here. Let me break this down to y'all right here. You got positive and negative energy flowing. That's the P and the N, okay? That's the protons and the neutrons all around us. The key is how you use your electrons to control them, man. That's the pin. We in the middle of it with the E, with your electrons, man. It's how you use your electrons
to control the matrix, man. That's why we on here, because
that's why they tell you always set up a pin number, you dumbasses.
You use your hand. Your
the pen is mightier than the sword.
Thank you. And the pen also can box your ass in.
Oh, that's a
pen.
That's classic, man.
Don't they put pigs in a pig pen? Hey, don't
he
they
said
put pigs
pen. Can your pen number?
Yeah, in a pig pen. That's all.
Good analogy there, bro, because that's your pen. You see, it's a so many associations in this game. I'm glad you brought that up, but Wes, that's deep. Because the pin number, remember, you just can't put your card in. Now, it's a couple of things they ask for now. I just want y'all to know how much these numbers are connected. It used to be, well, you can put your card in. Sometimes you can take it out. You got to put a pin in. Now it swipes the card, and they want your zip code. So right there tells you they got a tangible connection to where you at. They're already pinned in on you. Beautiful analogy.
Right.
What is
PM stand for? Personal ID number. That's just like having your social security number. And then all it do is just triangulate what area that you live in, because that's why the zip codes were created, same as the area code on your phone.
What if they smart enough? Now, we figured this out right now. Now, let's just take it. Now, we see the legislation. Here's how deep this goes. Our battle be right now, what we just said we know could be happening. What if we see in the next few months legislation, because we ain't, many of us may be paying attention, may not be paying attention. Those who want to participate, you're going to still participate regardless. What if we see this legislation going in? Do we sit by, don't do nothing, stay non-responsive? Because if this legislation like this go into effect where everywhere, that means that I could be told I can never buy or sell out that zip code.
Wow.
You understand what I'm talking about now?
That's another pen, too. When they put you in the box, your cell is your pen.
What did they share on the clip? That they able to buy for behavior control credit. They've got everything they know about that person already in the system in their supercomputer.
What they say from Facebook. Now, who Facebook married to? Who is Facebook married to?
A Chinese lady.
Okay. There you go.
That's right.
And then he said that, and then you heard on the clip, it said that Facebook, you gave them everything they need. That's what he said.
But
yep.
What you're saying is facial recognition. They've created a book. Your own file is your face that they are able. And see, the thing they have a problem with for us is the melanated people, it's hard to get recognition because of skin tones and colors. And what they're doing is called race and technology. And this is why they're trying to perfect the algorithm.
Let's go there.
That's why they came up